Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We are back at Enterprise as they host the Foothill Cougars, and Enterprise strikes first, 6-0, 10-23 left. Silas Miranda back deep to receive the kickoff, number two. And it seems like we were just here a couple of minutes ago. Patrick Blake also back to receive another squib kick. And that goes to number eight, Creed Stedman. Stedman brings it out to approximately the 34 is where they'll mark at.
So we're off to a good start. We're seeing a very exciting Enterprise offense here, changing formation and the option almost every play. It's going to keep Foothill guessing, which they did, and they scored on it. So got Enterprise off to a good start.
So we'll see what Trent Banner's got for us. He's going to work. Got two guys in the backfield with him. Banner immediately back to pass. He throws it right over the middle. He's got a guy, and that's complete at the 44. Close to the first down.
So in talking with the coach, we found out that he's going to be relying to a large degree on Trent Banner, but he also has three very effective running backs, as well as Trent. Trent's a good runner, so we'll see what happens here. Enterprise is in a four down lineman and three linebackers, and then looks like three safeties there.
Trent Banner with receivers out wide to the right. He'll hand it up right in the middle. It looks like Chris Murray. That'll be enough for the first down as they approach the 46-yard line.
One of the points that Coach Trueblood mentioned for the Enterprise defense is we're going to have to be patient. We're going to have to watch the plays develop and then move into position, which is exactly what they did on that play to stop, at least to stop a long gain there.
Okay, so up over center this time. Banner, got a team up on the line. He fakes the pitch to the left, hands it off to the left-hand side to number 22, and he is on the move. Brian Harvey, close to another first down.
Good run on that one. He went all the way out around the left end, cut up field, and he had the speed to get by that cornerback, and he made 9 yards.
Moses Matthews, 26, making the tackle.
So Enterprise defense, they're keeping, they have a, looks like a cornerback on each side, and then the safeties are up close. So if there's a long pass, they're going to have problems.
Second down, less than a yard. There's the snap. It goes right to Banner, and he goes deep downfield with a pass, and it's overthrown down at about the 15, incomplete.
There's that long pass we were just talking about. He overthrew his receiver, but the receiver there for a moment had a step on the safety. The cornerback was coming up, but he was running to catch up. Good opening sequence there for Foothill.
Be third down and less than a yard. Foothill moving from our left to our right in the white jersey. And there's the snap. They'll hand it off again right up the middle. Barely makes it, but he's close to the first down. Brian Harvey getting a lot of action early this evening. And they will not... They're now fourth down in about inches. All right, a little chilly out there, Ron. We're inside tonight, which is nice. 8:20 left to play in the first period. Foothill with the ball, moving from our left to our right. Handoff right up the middle, and that's enough for the first down.
Now there they went to a three-back backfield, so the so Trent got the ball, two lead blocker running backs, and then the ball carrier, so he had plenty of room to get through there and get that 4 or 5 yards he needed.
Brian Harvey, the ball carrier on that.
So again, we're seeing four down linemen. Now they've gone into a four linebacker set with cornerback and then safety.
Banner takes the snap, back to pass, throws it out to the left-hand side to Chris Murray. He's immediately brought down and ran out of bounds at about the 46-yard line. He'll lose a few on that play.
Yeah, smart cornerback saw Chris going out on the flank like he was almost a man in motion and went right with him. So when he got the ball, he just came across the line actually for a loss. Good defensive coverage there.
Second down, about 14 to go. 7:31 left to play in the first period. The snap goes to Banner. He drops immediately back to pass. Has a guy wide open over the middle. That's Silas Miranda. He's hit and he fumbles the football.
I think they're going to call that a he didn't have possession of it.
Well, they're going to mark it there, so they're going to give it to him.
Wow. He must have recovered his own fumble then. We couldn't tell from
there. You know what? It was hard to see, and there was a couple of Hornets close by that looked like they fell on it. So good break for the Cougars right there. That'll give them another first down with 7:15 left to play, 6-0 the score. Enterprise strikes first. Foothill getting close to the red zone now. Trent Banner. Receivers on both sides. He fades back. Now he rolls over to the right-hand side, looking down. No options there. He hangs on to it. Now he finally throws it. That is incomplete. Pass intended for Silas Miranda.
Defenders are, Enterprise defenders are going man-on-man. They're staying right on those receivers. That play that Miranda just made, though, where he made that completion, he went down 10 yards, cut back across the center of the field. And just as he made the cut, Trent released the ball. It was a beautiful combination of release and catch. Perfect timing.
Ball at the 33-yard line. Or make that the 27 or 28-yard line, sorry. Be second down for Foothill. 6:53 left to play in the first. Enterprise lead 6-0. There's the snap. And he'll fade immediately back to pass, looking right over the middle. And it was almost intercepted, but incomplete.
You know, it's a hard offense to defend. He has three receivers on the right. He has two on the left. One comes in motion from the left. So he still has four receivers. And they're going out there. It's a hard defense. It's a hard offense to cover. The Enterprise is doing a good job.
Trent Banner with a lot of options there. And he's looking at all of his options before he lets go of the ball. He'll make that third down and 10 right now for the Cougars. There's the snap. Banner immediately fades back to pass. He looks right. Nowhere to go. Looks left. Nowhere to go. Looks down deep towards the end zone. And they will call that an interception for Enterprise right on the out-of-bounds line. At the 6-yard line. Enterprise interception.
Good defense. The safety came over. The cornerback was running with the receiver as going down the left sideline there. And but the safety came over, and I think the safety made the interception. So what Enterprise is doing to that passing attack is they're having the safety come over and help out the cornerbacks, and it's shutting off the deep threat, and they got the interception. We are insurance. We are
farmers. Here we go. Enterprise with the ball now. Ball right about the 6-yard line. There's the snap to Voorhees. He'll hand it right up the middle, and that kid's got a little bit of running room to him. He gets across the 10. I think his knee hit the ground. We'll find out where they spot that here in a moment. They'll drop it at about the 12, 13-yard line.
Was that Ostendorf carrying that time? That was a beautiful hole he had there. I couldn't get that number.
Dr. Duplass, 21, being the tackle. Second and four.
Okay, so go receivers out to the right, two, and two out to the left. That is Ostendorf in the backfield, right behind Voorhees. Voorhees sends his man in motion. He'll take the snap. He'll hand it off to Ostendorf, and he's got a couple of hands on him, and he gains a couple of yards out to about the 16, 17-yard line.
The one thing we noticed about Max Ostendorf, the first game we called, he is so shifty, and he's a big kid. He's fast, but he puts that foot down and cuts, and boy, it's hard to stop him.
I mean, a new first down for Enterprise. They're on the move. Ball at the 17-yard line. 5:53 left to play in the first. Voorhees set to take the snap. Short snap, and he'll hand it off right up the middle to Ostendorf. Now he kicks it out to the left-hand side, and he's got room to move. He's up to the 40 before he's knocked out of bounds. That's about the 45-yard line. Good run for Max Ostendorf.
Boy, he comes through that line. He's so quick. Once he gets past those defensive guard and the defensive end and tackle on that left side of on his left side, the right side of the Enterprise, he just cuts to the outside, and the linebacker's running to catch up. He can't catch him. He's so fast.
Ryan Terrace for Foothill ran him out of bounds at about the 44-yard line. That's where they'll mark the ball. First and 10 for Enterprise. 5:33 left to play in the first. Voorhees now sends his man in motion from the right to left. That's towards us. He fakes it to Ostendorf and hangs on to it, and he goes up the middle, and he'll gain about 5 yards. Voorhees hangs on to the ball.
Boy, we're seeing two very effective offenses right now. We're both of them are in the pro, what they call the pro spread, which means that the quarterback's in the shotgun. He's got two receivers or three receivers to the right or to the left. And then when Enterprise brings that man in motion, then that man in motion turns around and goes back out to the outside. He becomes a receiver then.
Yes.
So in essence, he has four to five receivers on every play. And then he did the fake to Ostendorf, and up the center he went.
There's lots of option. And, of course, you know that they're keying on Ostendorf. So, you know, when you fake it to him and hang on to it. And Voorhees has got some speed on his own. You know, he can get out and... when he gets up the middle.
Got it. And he's big enough so that once he gets across that line, he can get to the linebackers and get a couple extra yards. So what Foothill is finding in stopping this is that they have to prepare for the run from Ostendorf and from Voorhees, as well as these receivers that they have, and in some instances, three on one side. And, of course, when the receivers line up one in back of the other, it's difficult for the linebacker to figure out which one to cover.
Okay, we're right back in action here in just a second. It's 5:21 left to play. Enterprise leads 6-0. A little confusion out on the field right now as to what's going on. Now we get everything in motion and ready to play. Voorhees in the shotgun. Three receivers wide to the right. He's got one on the left. And he'll do an option play, and he'll hang on to it. Now he'll go up to the midfield, and he's going backwards. Now he'll go over to the right-hand side and try to get around. He's down to the 40, 35, 30. Finally ran out at about the 28-yard line. He ran about 60 yards right there and gained about 12.
Are we seeing a running back or a quarterback? That was a beautiful run.
He's got double duty here tonight.
He made a beautiful move. He was running actually to the front, towards the line. He cut back about, 5 yards?
Yeah.
And literally went around the right end and then made about 20 yards on that. Very nice run.
So first down for Enterprise. Ball at the 27-yard line. Merkel in motion. Hand off to Ostendorf right up the middle, and he's immediately met at the line of scrimmage for no gain.
A little bit of a delay on that, and that happens with Foothill. The linebackers come up to hold those, to plug the holes right there, and when you have a delay like that, they're right in place to make the stop, which was the case there.
Voorhees accepting the play, coming in from the sideline. He's 2nd and 10 for Enterprise. Ball at the 27. Or make that the 28. Three receivers on the left, one out to the right-hand side. And now he'll hang on to it again. Voorhees takes the snap, runs it himself, gets down to about the 23, not even close to the first down, gains about 5.
Well, that was a little confusing play. It looked almost like he had intended to pass it, but then the receiver apparently didn't follow what he was supposed to do, and so he ended up just holding on to it.
Yeah, it looked like he was immediately going to pitch that out to the left. It didn't work, but he still gained 5 on the play, so Voorhees makes something happen. Now he's got three receivers to the left, Ostendorf in the backfield, one receiver out to the right-hand side, set to take the snap right now. Voorhees takes the ball, drops back 2 steps, looks over the middle. He's got options. That ball is intercepted right down from the inner foothill. It's a 10-yard line. And a short return. Carter Smith with the interception for Foothill.
And what Foothill defense was doing there, again, to offset the three or four running pass receivers, they're going to man-to-man. And Carter Smith was just beautifully read that pass beautifully, got right in position.
That worked out. So Trent Banner now throws an immediate shot over to the right-hand side, and that kid is hammered at the 23-yard line.
That was
Patrick Blake.
Yeah, it was a well-designed play because Patrick came back towards the quarterback, got the ball, make the cut to the right.
That might have been Creed Stedman, number 8, is what it looks like.
But what happened was that cornerback watched the play, and as soon as Patrick, was it Creed that got the ball or Patrick? Either way, the quarterback read it perfectly, and when the receiver got the ball, the cornerback was right on it. Beautiful defense on that play.
So 2nd and 10 for Foothill, ball at the 24-yard line. Got 3 men in the backfield with quarterback. That handoff will go to number 22, Brian Harvey, over to the left-hand side for a couple of yard gain.
What we're seeing there with the Enterprise defense, they moved five up to the line, so they had five rushing, and there was just no room for them to go because you still have the two cornerbacks. So in essence, you have seven up on that front line stopping the run and expecting the run, and that's what happened.
Be third down and seven for Foothill, 2:31 left to play in the first. Trent Banner. Haven't seen too many people in the backfield all year long, and he's got plenty of them. Pass intended for number eight, Creed Stedman, overthrown, and that ball's incomplete.
Trent is throwing quite a bit, but it looks to me like he's a little off target so far tonight. But that doesn't mean much because we've seen him off target in the first half before and come back in that second half.
You know, it usually takes about a quarter for everybody to get in the rhythm of the game and get their, you know, get their role going, as they say. And we've seen this before with Foothill. They once they get dialed in and ready to go, they're doing okay. Foothill back to punt now. Patrick Blake will be the punter. Ty Maddox, number 84, back to receive the kick. Calls for a fair catch. Oh, and it hits him in the leg, and it bounces off, and it looks like Foothill recovers it. Foothill recovered it. Foothill ball.
That's, again, we always, we've said all season, a mistake like a penalty or a fumble can change the pace of the game. In this case, that was a good example. The intended receiver of that kick was waiting for, called for a fair, and it hit him, and then he couldn't move fast enough. Foothill was right on him.
Well, what he did is he initially backed away from the ball, knew he couldn't catch it or whatever, so he backed away. But the ball bounced and then hit him. So that's the story right now. Banner out to pass over to the right-hand side. He'll hang on to it now. He's down to the 30-yard line, and he's finally brought down. Had nobody open downfield, and he ran it himself. That'll be enough for a first down. Foothill.
The Enterprise defense is covering up those receivers, and Trent just ran out of space and receivers and had to run. Actually, he's a very good runner. He's had a good year running and made a good decision there to hold on to that ball.
Okay, ready to go. Chris Murray, backfield. Handoff goes over to number eight around the left-hand side, and he takes it down to about the 26-yard line. Creed? Is that Patrick? Yep, that Patrick Blake on the carry around the outside.
What Patrick found on that one was he just could not outrun that corner. The corner was keeping pace with him. When he made the cut upfield, the cornerback was right there. So good defensive on that part. Good defensive thinking on the part of the cornerback.
Banner back to pass. He drops about 10 yards back, and he's looking all over for his options. He's got several guys to throw to, and there's Chris Murray over to the right-hand side, and Murray complete at about the 20-yard line.
You know, both coaches said be patient on and make the play come to you, like in that case there. He took his time, he kept looking, and eventually Chris Murray got open, and good gain on that play.
Be first down for Foothill as they are inside the red zone. Trent Banner set to take the snap. Patrick Blake in motion, back to pass. And he's looking over to the left-hand side to Silas Miranda. He's got it. He's wide open, and that's going to be touchdown Foothill.
That was a beautifully designed play. He had two receivers on the left. One receiver went down, cut to the right, took the cornerback into the inside. So when Silas cut to the left, he was wide open. Nobody was around him.
So a tie ball game right now with 1:09 left to play. First quarter, pretty even.
Yeah, beautifully designed play.
Surprised by the number of turnovers already. Extra point set to go. There's the snap. Kick is up. And it is good. So Foothill will take over the lead with 1:09 left to play. 7-6 Foothill, and we'll be back in 60 seconds on KCNR.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
And there's the kick as we get set to go, and it goes back to the one-yard line. He'll take it out to the 10, 15, now up to the 20. He's got a host of Foothill players on him, and he's down inside the 20. Jake Bowen, the return.
As we were talking about it, break there. We have two teams that are using the same basic spread offense. They're both a very exciting team. This is not old-fashioned traditional football by any means. And so we really don't know what to expect out of these offenses. They're changing the plays. It's really a dynamic game to watch.
So Enterprise has the ball first and 10. 1:01 left to play in the first period. Handoff goes right up the middle. About a 5-yard gain on that one. Ostendorf, the ball carrier.
Ostendorf has had quite a year. He's, as of before this game, 832 yards, 13 touchdowns. This kid's a good runner. He's big and fast, and he can cut. As we've seen on that one play, he can get to the outside very quickly.
Voorhees set to take the snap right now. He'll hand it off to Ostendorf once again up the middle. He'll gain a couple more out to about the 27, 28-yard line. Close to a first down, but they're going to be about a yard shy.
So the strategy of Enterprise in these two plays, spread out the offense, get the linebackers out on the, like in this case, three receivers to the left, one to the right. And there's the end of the first quarter. That was fast.
First quarter ends. Foothill leads 7-6. We'll turn them around and we'll take a 30-second break and be right back at KCNR.
From simple line-drawn cartoons to 3D modeling used in today's movies, explore the entertaining worlds of animation at Get Animated, only at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Do you love Steamboat Willie or Toothless the Dragon? Learn the stories behind some of your favorite animated characters. Take a photo with Po the Panda, or try your hand at animation techniques used by Disney, DreamWorks, Sony, and more. Get Animated is presented by Redding Kia Subaru. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Enterprise High School, where Foothill leads 7-6 at the beginning of the second period. It's been kind of a back-and-forth game, couple of turnovers, no penalties yet.
Turnovers have changed the nature of the game, put each team in scoring position. You know, and Coach Trueblood said in one of the interviews, focus, attitude, and effort. Focus on that attitude, keep the attitude, keep going, and effort. And, of course, a fumble can shoot that whole theory all to pieces, and that's what he's worried about, of course.
All right, Voorhees set to take the snap. Enterprise ball on the move. Man in motion, goes slow. He'll hand it off to Ostendorf over a tackle, and he gets out in front of some people. He's now finally brought down at the 45.
We saw why.
I see a loose ball, but I don't think the ground's going to – the ground cannot cause a fumble, so yeah, it's going to be a first down.
He was tackled at the 40-yard line. He went down at the 45-yard line. He carried that tackle 5 yards. He's a strong runner, actually 6 yards. He's a very strong runner. He's got the speed going. And as you know, when you're trying to stop somebody that's running full speed, if you're not pretty much right in front of him, he can get by you without too much difficulty.
three receivers to the right. One far to the left. Voorhees now moving his... Joe Merkel goes in motion, and he'll do that option again to the right. He'll pitch it out to Merkel. Merkel's across the 50, down to the 45, and out of bounds at the 43.
Now, that is the way that play is designed. Merkel went in motion like he was coming across to get the handoff. Voorhees took the ball, made the fake, and started moving to the right. As he moved to the right, he then pitched back to Merkel. A very well-designed play.
Merkel kind of twisted his ankle on that one. Nothing serious, but he's limping a little bit, but he's going to walk it off and get right back into his position on the right-hand side. He's in the slot. Two receivers to the right, one in the slot, one on the left, and Ostendorf in the backfield. Ball to the 45-yard line. Back to pass goes Voorhees. He looks downfield, way downfield, in and out of the hands of a Foothill player. Looked like Patrick Blake or Ryan Terrace. And ball's incomplete.
That was a mystery because that receiver is nowhere near the ball.
That'll be holding on Foothill.
That's why he wasn't there. They were holding him. I think the receiver broke to go downfield, but he was held right there. And when the ball was released, it was 10 yards beyond where he should have been.
That'll cost him 10 yards. The ball will be at the 35 now. Be first down with 11:17 to play in the first half. Voorhees up over center this time. Ostendorf in the backfield. The only one. It pitches over to Ostendorf, over to the right-hand side. He's across the 40, down to the 30, and brought down at the 29-yard line.
That was the first traditional T quarterback that we've seen. A beautiful pitch back to Ostendorf. Ostendorf, when he starts around that end, he's got a lot of speed. He can make that cut, which he did there. He cut in and then cut back out and made an extra yard on that. He's a strong runner.
Second down and four for Enterprise. Ball at the 29-yard line, 10:43 left to play. Foothill leads 7-6. Tight game, close game so far. Voorhees back in the shotgun. Ostendorf to his immediate left. One receiver out to the right, and that's it. And he's going to run that ball. Voorhees around the left-hand side, 30, 25. He's brought down at about the 21-yard line, and that'll be enough for a first down.
And the beautiful part about that play, he's actually running behind Ostendorf. So Ostendorf is taking the blocker with him. And that's, he got him out of the play. And so the cornerback and actually the safety, I think, had to come up and get him on that. These are great plays, you know, and they're doing it for the most part without huddle. So that just shows the intelligence level. And these kids are good athletes, and they remember these plays. They're very complex plays.
First and 10 at the 22 right now. And look at that. Voorhees hangs on to it all by himself right up the middle, and he runs all the way down to the 5-yard line before he's finally brought down. That'll be another first down.
Yeah, that was a beautiful run. We could see that from our vantage point. He started to his right, cut back to his left, cut back across the linebackers, and by then he was into the secondary, and he's fast enough and big enough that he all got all the way to the safety before they brought him down. Very good decision on his part.
First and goal for Enterprise. Voorhees racking up the yardage. This time he'll fake it to Ostendorf, hang on to it over to the left-hand side. He'll take it down a couple of yards. He'll get down about two.
One of the things Coach Trueblood mentioned about Voorhees, and this was in the paper, that over the season, Voorhees has developed. He now is making much better decisions in what he's doing, and we're seeing that. I mean, these are some great moves on his part.
He's been the busiest guy on the ball club tonight so far.
Yeah, a lot of variety, and he's a good athlete. He's a good runner, good passer.
We got the three receivers to the right, one to the left, and he'll hand it off to Ostendorf right up the middle, and he'll take it across the line. Touchdown, Enterprise.
That was a textbook play there. Quarterback got the ball, quick handoff, so the line moved quickly to get to the defensive line of Foothill, got him out of the way, and by the time he hit the linebackers, he was already into the end zone. He's a hard-charging runner, Max Ostendorf, and you can certainly see why he's one of the leading rushers in the league. Very strong.
Extra point, they're going for two. Ostendorf in the backfield again, and they're going to try to pass it. Now Voorhees will hang on to it by himself. He finally tosses it over to the right, left-hand side in the end zone. That is complete, and that is good for 2 points.
Again, Voorhees looks like he's running to the left. It was almost like it was a broken play. Started running to the left. Of course, the receiver went down and cut to the outside to the corner of the end zone, and he had about 3 yards on the defender, and there the ball was. Beautiful play for 2 points. You know, this is a very good football. It's fun to watch if you're a football fan, because these plays are, every play is a little different. It's keeping us guessing.
Yes, it is.
In fact, it's a little bit difficult at times to read the numbers.
One of my most difficult things that I've had to do this year is follow Kyle Cadney's from Shasta, who is like the greatest fake guy ever.
Yeah, these are very complex plays. And for the most part, both teams are coming up the line of scrimmage without a huddle. So these kids have to know their plays, and they have to know exactly, like on that man in motion where he turns around and goes back, that Enterprise was doing there. He has to go 6 yards, turn around, and come back, and then Voorhees knows exactly where he's going to be. That's how well-practiced they are.
Silas Miranda back deep to receive the kickoff. He is joined by Tyler Duclos. Creed Stedman also one row up. And there's the wobbly kick. That'll be picked up by Ray Areola, and Areola brings it out to about the 38-yard line.
The other thing we're seeing in both of these teams, very similar offense, spread offense, same basic formations on both teams, and we're seeing similar in defense, which we'll mention in a moment.
Foothill going to work right now. As Miranda goes in motion, they'll hand it off to him over to the right-hand side. He's looking for a way to get around the corner. He gets out there and picks up about 8 yards before he's ran out of bounds. And there's a couple of flags. Look like confetti.
Yeah, it
must be a late hit right there.
Must be a late hit. Now, that play is started on the left hash mark, so he had two-thirds of the field. He had his speed going. Miranda had his speed going before he took the handoff. So he was running full speed towards the sideline, made the cut up. It was a good run. That's it. Late hit. He's fast.
Late hit will be the call there. And that'll march him down a little bit. The ball will be placed at the 36-yard line, and now Foothills threatening to return the favor. 9 minutes left to play. Enterprise leads 14-7. There's the snap. Trent Banner looking to pass right over the middle. He's got nowhere to go. He rolls out to the right-hand side, just throws it away before he got plowed. And there's going to be a late hit on the quarterback. Joe Merkel hit him late, hammered him. And Merkel didn't like the call, but that is what it is.
That hurt. So that's a 15-yarder.
I'll call that personal foul, 15-yarder. Ouch.
Trent was rushed. They faded back to the right. He saw that he had no receiver. Let the ball go in the general direction of the receiver, and then he was hit. So that hurt.
So just like that, Ron, we're right back to the red zone, and Foothill is in it. Enterprise is going to call a timeout right there. Enterprise leads 14-7 with 8:54 left to play in the first half. We'll take a 30-second timeout and be right back on KCNR.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
You're listening to High School Football on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back at Enterprise for the first half. We've got 8:54 left to play. Enterprise leads 14-7. Division II first-round playoff run, and it's been a very good game so far.
Very good. Two good teams. Stakes are hurting, but they're both. This is a good football game.
Trent Banner takes the snap, fakes it off the middle over to Chris Murray. Looks down deep into the end zone, and that's Ryan Terrison. That is a touchdown, Foothill.
Now, that's vintage Foothill football. We've seen that before. And, of course, we've mentioned Ryan Terrace's many times.
We've seen that play several times this year, and that was a great play.
That's one of those I think they practiced all summer in the backyard.
Coverage was good, but Ryan's got that leaping ability, and he's looking good with 8:48 left to play, 13-14. They'll go for the extra point. They'll kick it. Set to tie it up right here if it goes through, and Enterprise is offsides. Flags are out.
But on that touchdown, Trent stays back there. He stays patient, waits his time, allows Ryan to go down, make the little cut to the outside, heading for that corner of the end zone, and then lets loose. And it works every time. We've seen that play many times.
Yes, we have. So Tyler Cochran will get another chance at kicking it. Lined up, ready for the snap. Here it comes, and there's the placement. It's down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 8:48 left to play in the first half, this football game is tied at 14. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back at KCNR.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
All right, ready to go. Kickoff here. 8:48. This football game is tied. First half. Foothill kicking from our right to our left. Ty Maddox back deep to receive the kick, number 84. There's a nice boot. And that'll be picked up right at the goal line by number 2. And guess who? Keaton Voorhees, quarterback. On the move, and he's still going. I'm sorry, it's number 3. Keelan Gibson is going to go all the way down to the 15 before he's finally brought down at the 14. There's a name, Ron, we haven't mentioned at all this year.
Boy, he showed some speed there. He came around that end.
Keelan Gibson.
Wow, he had some yardage on the right side there, outrun the defenders, and then cut back across the field. It became a foot race for the last 30 yards there. Very good run. You know, these the running backs there, like the receiver in that case, followed his blockers, and boy, they opened those holes for him. We're hearing the coaches in the next booth here. Yeah, you up the sideline, you got to make the tackle. That's true, and they didn't.
You're not kidding about that. Ostendorf in the backfield right now with Voorhees. Ball at about the 14-yard line. First down, Enterprise, threatening to score again. There's the snap. It'll be a fake to Ostendorf and a fake pitch. Voorhees will hang on to it. He'll get a couple of yards down just inside the 10.
Yeah, he's a strong runner. He's big. He's over 6 foot, and he's got this weight there to carry him. So he's doing a very good job. He's hard to bring down once he gets going. And, of course, they're looking for Ostendorf to carry the ball, so when Voorhees gets it, it throws him off.
Be second down, Enterprise. Voorhees in the shotgun. He's got Ostendorf behind him, and he'll try to run, and then he'll pitch it out to Ostendorf to the left-hand side, and somebody's at his feet, and they'll bring him down with no gain.
Yeah, that's where the right cornerback and the safety came up. They saw the play moving to their right, and they knew what was going to go on. It's pretty obvious once Voorhees starts to that moving to the outside, you know that he's either going to lateral or back or keep the ball. So the inside cornerbacks come over to cover Voorhees, and the outside linebacker covers the intended ball carrier.
Third down for Enterprise, be third and eight. 7:10 left to play in the first half. Tie score at 14. Voorhees in the backfield.
Look at that, four to the right.
Yeah. And there is a flag on the play. That might be a delay.
Yeah, we've not seen that formation. Four to the right, one to the left.
Yeah, delay a game on Enterprise. That'll back them up a handful of yards.
I think maybe that was a new play for them because we haven't seen that one. It was an unusual configuration there.
Been a close game, back and forth. Score is tied. 7 minutes left to play in the first half. Voorhees has Joe Merkel in motion. He'll stop and come back, and we'll have another flag coming out.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion there. It almost looks like, was it Red Buff that we saw that didn't go into their traditional lineup? They just kind of stood around. That's almost what Enterprise looked like.
Enterprise will call a timeout. We'll take one with them, 30 seconds, and we'll be back here at AM 1460 KCNR.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, drips, drops. You've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
We're back here at Enterprise for a big football game. It's football, Foothill at Enterprise. The score is tied right now with 6:49 left to play. Enterprise with four receivers out to the right-hand side. Merkel in motion. Voorhees takes the snap, and he's looking. And he's still looking, and he throws it right into the middle of the end zone, and that ball looks like it's intercepted. It does. Interception. And that is Silas Miranda on the play.
Good coverage there. That was a mistake. Voorhees should not have made that long throw like that with that coverage that tight. Thought he could get it over the head of that defender, but Silas was right on him. Good job on the part of Silas Miranda.
You know, one of the things that Coach Drublood said would be a problem, I mean, if it occurred, were turnovers. They've had three already in the first half.
Yeah, that's why he goes back to that whole, his theory is focus and concentrate. And when you lose that, it can happen.
That couldn't have happened at a better time for Foothill. Boy, there was a nice little cross block, and right up the middle goes Murray. Murray up to the 30, and he's still going. He's got guys around, hang on to his feet, and he's trying to pull him out. He gets away again, and now he's up to the 39. Wow.
Well, we have said this a number of times. This kid is one of the hardest runners we've seen, and he's not that big. He's a small runner, but that move that he gets out of those tackles is very, very impressive. He's got
he must
speed.
Have drugged that guy 4 or 5 yards, and the guy was hanging onto his shoe.
And then he got out of it. And then he puts on the speed. It's like he just turns on the motor. You know, we've said that before with some of these runners. They all of a sudden, they turn on their motor and off they go. Chris is very fast.
Okay, hand off to Murray up the middle. He's got about a 1 yard gain, but he's met of a wall of Hornet right there. No gain.
And that Enterprise defensive line is pretty good size. So that's a hard one to run against. They haven't had much success running up the middle, with the exception of the real fast, quick openers. And if that, if those speedy backs can get through there, they're past the linebackers then. And also Enterprise is using a five down lineman now.
Trent Banner takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, hangs on to it, and he's brought down behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a couple on that one.
Enterprise has five down linemen. They bring the two cornerbacks up, so in essence, they're rushing seven players. It's hard to run against that.
Clock on the move. 5:21 left to play in the first half. Football game is tied at 14.
Third down and 12.
Now they have three men in the backfield, something we haven't seen very much of at all. And then the pass goes over to Ryan Terrace near midfield, and that's complete at the 48 and immediately brought down.
Good part on Ryan's part. He actually went 10 yards, turned around, did the button hook, waited for the pass, and passed it right on target. Defender was about 3 yards behind him. No way you can intercept that kind of a pass.
You're going to be about 2 feet shy of the first down on that one. Fourth down, late in the first half, 4:43 left to play. Fourth down, what would you do?
Well, they're going to probably try a... I think they're going to try a run end around with Chris. Look at that backfield. They got three back there with Trent.
And here comes the snap. And that goes right up the middle, and he is on the move. Silas Miranda. Enough for the first down, and a lot more of the ball is now loose, and it's a fumble.
That was a quick opener off the right tackle. He got through the linebacker and had a good run and then fumbled it.
Enterprise recovers the football. Great run by Silas Miranda, taken away by a loose ball.
I think that's the second fumble for Silas tonight. That's too bad. That was a beautiful run. He was going. He got right through that defensive line, got in the secondary, was almost ready to break it loose.
So Enterprise back to work. Voorhees does a nice little pitch, a reverse to Joe Merkel, and Merkel gets up the line of scrimmage, gains 3 or 4, and he's ran out of bounds.
Yeah, flag on that one. That was a good play. It was a nice handoff and then a second handoff, man around. But there was problems over on that on the right defensive side. That's where the hold was. I think where we have two teams this evenly matched at the halftime, you know what they're going to say? They're saying, hey, guys, get back to the basics.
That's right.
Play the basics. Come on.
4:03 left to play in the first half. It's 14-14. Good football game here at Enterprise. Winner moves on to play Pleasant Valley next week in Chico. He's got receivers and Ostendorf up the middle. Right to the 30. Max Ostendorf.
You notice when Max is running, he keeps the ball in close to him, oftentimes holding with two hands when he goes through that line. And that's what you have to do when you have a good defensive team like Foothill.
You got any stringers at the Paradise Chico game tonight?
Not a one.
Not one. I'm looking for things, too, and I can't find anybody down there. There's the snap. Voorhees hangs on to it, tries the pitch, hangs on to it. Now he goes right up the middle again, and he's got all kinds of room. 40, 35, 30, and he's missed a tackle, and he's still going. He's down to the 15, 10, 5, and he's going to go all the way. Touchdown, Enterprise.
Now that should be an ESPN highlight run. He broke a tackle, picked up his blocker. That was beautiful.
Right up the middle.
Yeah, right up the middle. And he followed his blockers. They had one, it must have been one of the running backs out in front of him. I couldn't see the number on that thing. And made that one cut to the outside. The blocker took out the one remaining tackler. Broke two tackles. Good run.
What an interesting chain of events with 3 minutes left to play. It's now 20-14 with extra point coming up. There's the snap, the placement, the kick. It is up, and it is good, and it'll be 21-14 with 3 minutes left to play in the first. We'll take a quick break and be right back in 30 seconds on AM 1460 KCNR.
It is that time of year again. Cooler weather, fun-filled festivities, warming up by the fireplace, and family get-togethers. Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society wishing you happy holidays. As we go into the holidays this year, our goal is to find 300 forever homes for our homeless animals. What could be better than adding a new furry family member during the holidays? We have many wonderful dogs and cats looking for a home this holiday season. Please come by Haven Humane Society off 273 or visit our website at havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow all the animals both available for adoption and adopted. For more information, call 241-1653. And from all of us at Haven, we wish you a happy holiday.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Enterprise, it is the kickoff set to go. 3 minutes left to play. It's 21-14, first half. Enterprise leads. It's been back and forth for both teams. There's the squibbly, wobbly kick. Number 12 over on the right. Ray Areola, he's got to have the ball a couple of times here tonight. Very short return.
Well, we just saw a very, very fine run by quarterback Keaton Dorries. And what I noticed, and here again, we're at a vantage point up high. As he moved down that field, we're talking about 60 yards, he kept looking for his blockers, and they were running as fast as he was. In fact, in one instance, they were ahead of him, and he moved to follow his blockers. That was a beautiful, it was, like I said, an ESPN highlight film.
Foothill ball at the 31, first and 10, 2:53 left to play in the first half. Banner back to pass. He rolls over to the left-hand side. He's got nowhere to go, and he'll just drop it down at the 32. He may have gained 1 yard on the play.
Now, that was a very quick reaction on the part of Enterprise defense. And they're still down there at the three down linemen. And they're bringing those linebackers up, and they're changing the linebacker configuration. So in one play, it's three linebackers, and then they go to four, and then they go to five. And when they go to five, then they, in essence, have eight rushing.
Ryan Terrace was the intended receiver, but they're on to him right now. Ball at the 32. There's the snap. He looks downfield. Trent Banner, nowhere to go. He's still scrambling. Throws it over to the right-hand side to Chris Murray, who's open. Murray across the 40. 45, now he's up to the 50. He dodges one guy. Gains a couple more yards, and he'll be brought out at about the 47-yard line. A great effort by Chris Murray.
Yeah, he picked up 5 yards after that first tackler hit him. He just keeps going. He keeps those legs churning. And again, not that big, but boy, does he have the strength and the speed to go. And we got a first down. And Trent was almost caught in the backfield there on that one.
Clock is moving. 2 minutes left to play in the first half. Enterprise leads 21-14. Foothill with the ball at the 47-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Cougars, moving from our right to our left. They send Ryan Terrace wide to the left. 3 men in the backfield. They'll hand it off over to the right-hand side. That might be Brian Harvey. And Harvey has a big gain.
Good run.
Chain gang looks like they got ran over.
They moved around to the right, and they pulled a guard and a tackle on the thing. They had a, like, student body right, as they used to say.
That's right. I remember the old student body right.
Yeah, it looked like the whole team was in front of him. He got what? He got a first down.
That's funny you said that, Ron. Student body right. I remember that.
That's an old
That's
USC
That's history
Trojan.
Right there,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, back in the days of the runners at USC, which they now have another one coming up. He's a freshman.
Okay, Foothill with first and 10. Back to pass is Banner. He's got time. He looks over the middle. He's got a guy. That's Ryan Terrace. Terrace with a big gain down to the 31-yard line and another first down for Foothill.
And see, what we see with Ryan, he's big, he's tall, and he's fast. But you see the cut he made there. Cut to the right, cut back to the left, and threw off the tackler. He's got another couple of yards.
Their first meeting on October 9th was 41-40 in overtime, and we are on pattern for that right now.
We sure are.
Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Banner looking to pass over to the right-hand side. He's going all the way to the end zone. He's got a guy, and it's just a little bit overthrown, incomplete.
You know, you can see that Trent and his receivers have practiced a lot. He knows where they're going to be. He gets that ball. It's high. It's almost like it's just kind of floating up there.
Patrick Blake.
And the runners run under it, and they do a very good job on that.
Sorry about that, Ron. Patrick Blake with the intended receiver.
And the Enterprise defenders, what they're doing, they're running pretty much man-on-man, and then they have the free safety that comes over and gives that double coverage. This is a well-played football game on both sides.
Yes, it is. You know, most of the games that we've done all year, it's either been a really big defensive battle or a really good offensive charge. Tonight's game is both.
It is. And, you know, in the pregame, I think it was Coach Brown said, you know, we're just going to do what's worked for us all season. And obviously both teams are doing that. We're seeing a very dynamic offense on both sides. They're changing formations. They're changing the nature of their offense. In other words, going from a running game to a passing game, almost every play is changing. It's hard to set a defense for that. At the same time, they're changing their defensive sets. Enterprise went from a three-man down lineman to a five-man down lineman to a seven. and that really can throw off a running game on the part of Foothill. But if you can get the receiver out there quickly, it gives the it opens up that secondary, which they've been trying to do. And with the Foothill has a outstanding group of running backs, but they and those running backs become receivers, and so it opens up that threat. Whereas with Enterprise, we've not seen Enterprise run like this before.
West Valley is leading their playoff game 14-10 right now.
That's good.
Susanville, Lassen, they're also in a playoff game, but their game has been delayed due to, it's only listed here as a bus mishap. Interesting. Banner back to pass right over the middle. He's got a guy wide open. Touchdown, Foothill. Nice play.
Beautiful play.
Silas Miranda's getting in the game tonight. He's making things happen.
And he didn't fumble that. Boy, that's good news for him.
He was wide
now,
open
again,
right in the center.
Yes, that's that play that they work over and over again. It's the same thing. He goes down, cuts into the center, and it's hard to defend him with that speed that he's got. And Trent is right on target. Now, this is what we didn't see in the first quarter. He's on target now. Remember we said it took him a while to get there.
1:11 left to play in the first period, 21-20. Here comes the extra point. They're all set up. There's the snap, the placement, the kick is up, and it is good. And this football game is tied with 1:11 left to play. We'll take a 30-second break and be back for the remaining minute of the first half on KCNR.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Well, the passing attack at Foothill, if it's on, is...
We're back here at Enterprise. Score is tied, 21 apiece, 1:11 left to play. They're all set up for the kickoff, Ron, and been a back-and-forth game. Ty Maddox is back deep to receive the kick. He's number 84 right in the center. Keelan Gibson, deep to the left. He's the one that had that run back all the way before on the last kickoff. And here comes the kickoff. The approach is good. Very short kick. And that was interesting.
Yeah, smart call on the part of the
Cody Abney.
Yeah.
He called for a fair catch at the 30.
Yeah, he was probably smart to do that. Hold on to that ball. That was not a place to fumble. And I believe he's the younger son of the running back at Shasta College.
Nice.
He's doing so well out there. There was at Enterprise. It was a great running back at Enterprise. By the way, Shasta College, we have a break here before they get going for a second to mention Shasta College is doing very well this year.
Yes, they are. They made a playoff. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. A little confusion going on in the field right now. Ball is at right about the 32, 33-yard line. It'll be first down for Enterprise. Some discussion going on out there. Not sure exactly what that's all about, but I'll get it figured out here right away. Okay, so Enterprise has the ball. Voorhees now in the shotgun formation. Ostendorf in the backfield right there with him. Two receivers wide to the right. He'll hang, pass it, or fake it to Ostendorf. Hang on to it. He runs to the right, then he runs to the left. Nowhere to go. He may have gained about one. Voorhees, quarterback keeper.
That almost looked like it might have been a broken play on that. It was like he didn't quite know what to do. And that's unusual. We've not seen that from Enterprise. Foothill's in an interesting defensive set right now. They basically brought their safety up to a cornerback position.
Rory's now second down and 9. Ostendorf gets the ball. He goes right up the middle, and he's close to another Enterprise first down.
And with that defensive configuration that Foothill has, they're spread out all over the field. It's hard to stop Max when he goes off left tackle, so the safety actually came up and made the stop on that.
Three receivers to the right, one far to the left. Ostendorf in the backfield with Voorhees. Voorhees takes the snap, drops back 2 or 3 yards, looks over his options. He has none. He'll hang on to it, and he'll run the ball. He'll get it right up to about midfield and goes out at the 49, and he'll get charged with a late hit.
Boy, the coaches do not like to see that. It's going to be an automatic 15 yards. Otherwise, they would not have had a first down. That hurts. Out of bounds, late hit. And for those of you that are not aware of that ruling, when a player goes out of bounds and is tackled out of bounds, obviously tackled when he's out of bounds, that's what they call a late hit.
Colton McBroom took that penalty, number 74.
Yeah.
That'll put the ball down at the 34-yard line, first and 10 for Enterprise. 17 seconds left to play in the first half. Score is tied at 21. Now, Voorhees and Ostendorf in the backfield right now. The three receivers are on the left-hand side, one to the right. Very low snap. Voorhees picks it up, immediately throws it out to the left-hand side or the right-hand side. And they're calling that an incomplete pass. Intended for Jake Bowen.
We haven't seen Voorhees do much of that, where he's running to the right, actually running pretty fast, almost full speed, and then throws it. And he was a little ahead of the receiver on that.
Yeah, 11 seconds left to play in the first half. Score is tied at 21. Enterprise with the ball on the move in Foothills territory right now. Ball at the 34-yard line. Voorhees all by himself now. Back to pass. Now he'll hang on to the ball and he'll run it. Flags are in the air right now and there's going to be a penalty. And Voorhees brought down to the 30.
Couldn't quite tell what that play was designed to be. He had the receivers out, but pretty good coverage. He looked out to see who was open, looked around, and then decided to run with it. And by that time, the center had clogged up pretty much, and he didn't have much room.
Joe Merkel, when he went in motion that time, he went forward a little bit. They called that illegal motion on him. That'll back him up 5 yards, put the ball at about the 39 now.
Yeah, I think there was a little bit of confusion on that play. The coach was up and down the sideline yelling in instructions too late in the play, and I think it just kind of threw him off. That's unusual. They've really been good on these, bring the plays in. And what we mean by that is that the coach usually has one of the players that he's literally telling the play to take into the quarterback. And so they run in. They're not in the huddle. So if it's not clear, it gets to be a little confusing.
We're on a very short Enterprise timeout right now, but Foothills got their club back on the field right now. The second 15, ball at the 39. First down will be up at the 24 marker. 4 seconds left to play in the first half. The full football game is tied 21 apiece. It's been back and forth all game.
Kind of what we expected. Two very good teams.
Okay, so four receivers on the right, one on the left.
That's a scary looking offense.
Think they're going to throw the ball this time? Voorhees takes the snap immediately, looks back, last play of the half. He throws it deep into the end zone, and that is incomplete, and that runs out the first half. Score tied at 21. We're here at Enterprise. We'll be back to recap the first half and give you a little bit of insight on some other games around the league. If we can get them, stand by and come right back. It's AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing. Cash management services. Space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Use your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $150,000 guarantee WPT Deep Stacks Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask about our special room rates and packages. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. WPT Deep Stacks is the premier mid-major poker tour in the industry and is coming to Wind River Resort and Casino November 14th through the 23rd. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our multi-flight $1,100 buy-in, $150,000 guaranteed main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WinRiver.com. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California because poker is better at the river.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval to credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here, inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
Back here at Enterprise High School, it's halftime. Score 21 apiece. Foothill doing a great job hanging up, hanging tough with Enterprise. And Ron, I tell you what. If I had to pick a first half game ball, I think on for Enterprise side, it's going to be Voorhees. He's been a busy boy.
He's had an outstanding first half. You know, these two, both teams are good performing teams. What's hurt them are the penalties, which is going to happen, which the coaches really worry about. But we have a number. Let's see, we have a number four seed and a number five seed, and quite frankly, I don't see how you could get much more evenly matched.
They're very close. Very close. And the standout for the Foothill side of the ball so far, it's been a couple of them. Ryan Terrace, of course, have had that touchdown pass And also, Silas Miranda is having one of his better games tonight. And Coach said in the pregame show, there's about three or four of them that have to have their best game for things to go well for them tonight. And they've been doing that so far, keeping up right with them.
Yeah, they are. And, of course, with the receivers that Foothill has, you have to have a good passer. In the first quarter, Trent Banner, their quarterback, wasn't quite on. He was the second quarter. And the second quarter, he started hitting his receivers right on the mark. Very impressive. With Silas, we've seen some speed out of him. He had a couple of fumbles there with Turk. Of course, Ryan is a great receiver, no question about it.
Cheerleaders on the field right now doing their halftime performances, as they always do. It's a pretty good, very decent crowd here for Foothill. Their stands are practically full. Enterprise is much larger as far as capacity. Because there's a big crowd. It's a full crowd. It's a little cold outside, but nobody's going to keep any away from this.
Boy, we have a moment here to watch these cheerleaders. And, you know, every game we get to see these kids. They are phenomenal. They're precision dancing. No wonder they're not only state and champions, but some of these groups compete nationally. And we've had such a good time to watch these halftime shows. We don't have the marching band tonight. This was a volunteer band performance on the part of Enterprise. But they have a new band director at Enterprise, and he's doing a great job, Gabriel Sikora. And for a number of years, Dan Neese was the band director, and many in our listening audience know Dan because he was the one for 28 years that put together the Enterprise Starship.
So we'll let the girls perform here a little bit. We're about 7.5 minutes away from the second half kickoff. We'll take a break, and we'll come back just about time for kickoff to go here at AM 1460 KCNR.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of clear pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
From working families to small businesses or government agencies, it's important to have quality care for the cars and light trucks that are essential to getting the job done. Here in the North State, that means Advanced Automotive of Reading, where they pride themselves on old-fashioned honesty, quality personal attention, and personal responsibility to get the work done right the first time. Why else would they be able to offer a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty on their repairs? Every mechanic at Advanced Automotive is an ASC-certified master technician who takes pride in their work, something that's earned Advanced Automotive recognition from RepairPal.com, the leading provider of auto repair and maintenance information to consumers. From the family minivan, your daughter's first car, or a yard full of company vehicles, Advanced Automotive should be your go-to repair shop. Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 F Westside Road. Call 244-4423 or check the customer reviews at RepairPal.com.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162 or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
North State High School Football, exclusively on KCNR AM 1460.
We're back here at Enterprise High School. Ron, we're getting ready to begin the second half here. Score is tied 21 apiece. It's been a tit-for-tat back-and-forth game all so far the whole first half.
Well, it really has, and we've seen what we kind of expect to see. We've seen an outstanding job, and I think our biggest surprise is Keith Borey's quarterback at Enterprise. He can run so effectively. He's a big kid, and he's fast, and he's a good quarterback. He can manage that ball very well, and it's interesting that one of the things that the coach had said earlier was that the key to the game was pass defense. And we really haven't seen Enterprise do much passing, but we've seen Enterprise defense do very well to hold down and slow down that foothill offense. Whereas with Enterprise, they have been running much more than what we've seen in the past.
Here's some stats for you for halftime. Harvey has rushed the ball 5 times for 24 yards. Silas Miranda, 2 receptions for 37 yards, 2 TDs, and has rushed for 29 yards. He's got 1 interception on defense. Ryan Terrace has had 3 receptions for 46 yards and a touchdown. He's also intercepted 1 on defense. Patrick Blake, who's been very quiet tonight, only has 1 reception, and that was for no gain. And then Smith has 2 receptions for 30 yards and 1 interception on defense. For Enterprise, Voorhees is 1 for 5 for 30 yards, 2 TDs or interceptions, and has got a lot of yards rushing tonight. That kid has ran more than anybody so far.
Yeah, he's been the surprise. And I think he surprised Foothill because they weren't expecting this. They were expecting Max Ostendorf, who's set records almost in every game, to do all the heavy-duty running.
Got this update real quick that you may not have noticed, but Ostendorf went down just before half with a tweaked knee.
Oh, no, that's not
so
good.
They believe that he might be coming back in for the second half, but we'll find out. I'm sure he'll be out there. We'll look for him.
But what's been interesting, I think Foothill came into the game thinking they would have to stop Ostendorf. And the reality is Ostendorf hasn't had that big of a running game, although he's very fast. He made some great runs.
I see him down there. The trainer was just stretching him out on the sideline. Right. He put his helmet back on, and that boy is ready to go in. So can't keep Max Ostendorf down now.
No, that's right.
No way.
And so it's going to come down to, I imagine in the halftime locker room, probably both coaches said this. Hey, look, guys, do the basics. Do what you know to do. Do it better than you've done it in the first half, and we'll win.
You're absolutely right about that. Just the same game plan, the same game scheme. Both offenses and defenses are doing a really good job on both sides of the ball. Enterprises out here, they're kind of getting warmed up, doing some wind sprints. The whole Foothill Club together is doing some warm-up drills. We got just a couple of minutes, looks like 2 minutes left before the second half kickoff. And both ball clubs look still pretty fresh.
They look good. And it's interesting that both of them are using spread offenses. Both of them are using the pro set type offense. Both of them are using lots of men out for receiving, ever placing 2 to 5 receivers on a play. So we have two very exciting teams. You know, it's interesting, before the game started, I was talking to some people down here from Red Bluff. They came up, and they said the reason they came up here, they wanted to see good football. And the other, we're not only seeing good football, we're seeing exciting football, because every play is different. And, you know, the old standard used to be the T formation. They do basically 4 or 5 plays time after time.
You know, I know that you've noticed this. For me, this is the first time all year long that I've seen 3 backs in the backfield for Foothill.
Yes.
Along with Trent Banner back there in the shotgun.
Right.
And different, very different. It's interesting to see. I think that mixes it up a little bit and, you know, makes Enterprise question a little bit, or, you know, have to make adjustments and maneuvers as far as that stuff goes. It has made a little bit of a difference, I think.
It has, and you see in the films, Enterprise wouldn't have picked that up because they haven't been using that.
That's right.
So Joey Brown brought out some new plays for this game, which is good, and I'm sure Trueblood did the same thing. Both these coaches are quality coaches. Trueblood's been at Enterprise for 12 years.
It has been 12, yes.
Joey's been in this is Joey's third year. Joey's
been with the program for a long time. I think that this is his first year as varsity, or a third year as varsity coach.
Mm-hmm. And so, they're good coach, and you can see both teams are very well coached. And, of course, both teams have great staffs of volunteer coaches. So now, if the loser of this game literally goes home,
they pack it up and their season's over.
That's it.
The winner.
The winner will go to play either Paradise or Chico, and they're tied at halftime 14-14.
Now, the winner of this game will go play the PV next week.
Okay. And then the winner of the Paradise-Chico game
will come up to Shasta here next week. That's the game we'll do.
Who has the bye?
Yes, tonight. Okay. They're off. We invited Coach Jeff Hunsaker to join us in the booth here tonight, but he said, I would love to, and I would do it any time, but I'm going down to watch that Chico game tonight.
So if you're listening to Radio KCNR at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, actually at 9:30, JC is going to call in. I'm going to be on that radio show, which is my son's Kurt Largent radio show, and I'm going to interview JC about what he saw down there and what he's going to do to prepare.
Excellent.
So that's 9:30 in the morning on KCNR AM 1460.
That'll be a good time, and you know, he'll have a really good scouting report for you tomorrow, so you'll have a little bit more of an advantage than I will.
We will.
Which
That's
is
right.
good.
That's right. So we're about ready to go with second half.
So Ty Maddox back deep to receive. He's number 84. We've also got number 4, Jake Bowen. And then Keelan Gibson, who had that long run back earlier and then fumbled. Here comes the approach. Foothill kicking from our right to our left. And that is a very short kick. Again, weird. And Enterprise calls for a fair catch at the 36. That's just strange.
It is. And that receiver on that Enterprise team did the same thing. Called a fair catch and just caught it and stood still. Smart thing to do. You don't want to risk a fumble at the 35-yard line.
No. Those guys in the middle are the guys who are set up to block and give you a place to go for your guys who are,
you know, most
guys are in the middle there for blocking.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a whole lot of wheels.
It's fun to see these kids are, you know, they are doing what the coaches are telling them to do, and that's what's encouraging.
Voorhees puts his team to work on the field now, and here we go with Merkel in motion. They'll hand it to Merkel over the right-hand side. He's at the 35. He's up to the 40, and right about the 44, he's driven out of bounds.
Merkel is a speedster. We see him going around that end. If he can get that speed going like they did there, he'll make a good game.
Carter Smith run him out of bounds. Be second down in just a few here. Ball at the 45-yard line. Austin Dorf is just fine. He's moving absolutely well, and he's back in the backfield right now. And Austin Dorf will get the ball on that play, and he'll take it up to about the 48-yard line. That should be enough for a first down, and it is.
So what Foothill is having to do now is that they're going with four down linemen, and then right coming up right behind them are three linebackers. So you have a left, right, and a middle linebacker. And then the cornerbacks are out about 5 yards, and when the play, as the play develops, the cornerbacks come in. So in essence, you go from a three down to a five cornerback configuration.
Ron, I got a quick update for you. With 10-12 left to play in the third quarter, Chico is up over Paradise 21-14.
Well, that's a good game.
All right, look at that stack of receivers. There's four of them over on the left-hand side. A quick pass over to the left-hand side. It's complete, but he's immediately brought down. That's Ostendorf, taken down for a loss.
And good cornerback play. He saw that play developing. He said, I know it's going to go to one of those backs. I'm going to go for him. And it was a good defensive play, very good defensive play. Smart play on the part of the cornerback on Foothill. It was a good play, just didn't work because of that cornerback.
That looked like a box of receivers over on that left side of the ball.
Kind of like here.
Yeah, it just staggered a little bit. They got four guys out to the right-hand side. And then one guy far to the left. Five receivers and a quarterback. And he fakes it to Merkel, and he hangs on to the ball, and he's not going to go anywhere. Foothill all over him, and they bring him down at the 41 for another loss.
Okay, now from what we've seen here on this series, Foothill has changed their defensive set.
Yes.
They're going to the three down linemen. They're holding the position. The two, both the defensive ends are moving out, and the cornerbacks are moving up behind him to stop that kind of a play. Look at the defensive configuration out there.
Yeah, they're almost matching them. Same set. Ostendorf in motion from the right to the left. Voorhees takes the pass, or throws, looking for Ostendorf down about the 40, overthrows him by about 6 yards. That ball is incomplete.
And he was picked up by that cornerback and step for step, so that was going to be a hard one. So Foothill has adapted. They've changed their defense from the first half. And in essence, basically moving the linebackers over to a cornerback position in a man-to-man. Their configuration, they're spread out all over the field like the offense is.
So a little bit more of a normal set here. We got three guys to the right and one to the left. A slot guy on the left-hand side, and they're going to punt. Enterprise, not bad of a kick. It'll bounce at the 28-yard line and out of bounds right about the 25. So it'll be a Foothill ball. Their first time for the second half, going to work. And a Trent Banner.
And what we've seen there is so far in this half, a changing configuration on the part of the defense to shut down the Enterprise offense. So now we'll see what the defense of Enterprise can do to shut down that threat by the passing attack and the swift backs of Foothill.
9:52 left to play in the third period. Scored still tied at 21, and Foothill has the ball. Moving from our right to our left, ball at the 26-yard line. Miranda in motion. They hand it off to him over to the right-hand side. He'll try to get around the corner. He barely gets around, maybe picked up 2 yards before he's brought down.
So what that Enterprise left side cornerback is doing, again, he's running with the runner as the runner moves to the right. So when he makes the cut to go across the line of scrimmage, the cornerback is right on him.
They'll send Patrick Blake and Carter Smith wide to the right. Miranda and Terrace out to the left. And there's a pass complete to Terrace at the 36-yard line, and he's brought down. That's close to the first down.
What Foothill is doing there, they're giving...
They'll give him a first down on that, Ron.
Yeah, they will, and they're giving Trent a little bit more time. So they're telling the offensive line, look, hold those guys for just another second. Give Trent a little bit of time. So Ryan went down about 10 yards, actually 10 yards, turned around, and just as he turned there was the pass right there for the 10-yard gain.
So now Foothill with a nice little setup. They got three receivers to the right. Banner back to pass, looks right over the middle, and he's got a guy wide open. And that is Silas, or is that Patrick? No, it's Carter Smith, right at the 50.
Okay, one of the backs that was out on the right side there. And what happened there, all three backs moved down going in the same direction, and then they split. One goes to the outside, one goes straight, one comes to the inside. In that case, Carter came across the inside, and the cornerback was trying to catch up with him, and Carter got the step on him.
Ball right at the 50, and the handoff over to the right-hand side goes to Brian Harvey. Harvey will gain a handful. Here's a little update with 11 minutes left to play in the third. Orland is over Orville 14-0.
Orland's got a good program.
Yes, they do.
And has had for many years.
Ball to 46, second down. Patrick Blake over to the right-hand side. They hand it over to Harvey right up the middle. He's got enough for a first down and down to the 35. Good run by Brian Harvey.
Beautiful play. Two running backs in front of him. He was the third one through the line. So the two running backs in front of him took out both the linebackers and the cornerback that came over. So he was all the way to the safety before they got him. It was a beautifully, beautifully executed play.
Foothill on the drive right now. Ball to 35. Handoff right up the middle again to Harvey. Harvey's got a busy night. He picks up two or three on that one, most likely two.
That same configuration. Trent's in the middle of the two running backs, and one goes first, and then the second one was Harvey. Handed off to Harvey, and he got 5 yards.
The second down. 8 to go. Ryan Terrace is wide to the left. Looks like Patrick Blake over to the right-hand side. Banner looking to throw it deep down in the infield, and he's got a guy wide open. And he caught it. Touchdown, Foothill. That was amazing.
That was amazing. He must have made that end zone by about 6 inches.
And that's the boost that Patrick Blake needed. He didn't do much in the first half, and he started off the second half in fine fashion. Nice play.
He went up for that. That was a beautifully thrown pass. It was high, and Blake had to go up and get it.
He got it, too. And he had two defenders on him. Very well covered. Nice job, Patrick Blake. And there's a flag on the play on this for the extra point. That'll be an encroachment call or offsides on Enterprise. Extra point. There's the snap. Ball is down. Kick is up, and it is wide to the right. It'll be no good. With 7:17, it's 27 Foothill, 21 Enterprise. Go ahead, Ron.
That's not like their kicker. He hasn't missed like this. He's missed two tonight.
Yeah.
And that's not like him.
So, Foothill, first to strike, second half. We'll take 30 seconds and be right back on KCNR.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here at football, ready for a Foothill Enterprise game at Enterprise, 27-21. Foothill leads after scoring on that last wonderful play to Patrick Blake. 7:17 left to play. Here comes the approach and the kickoff. Kickoff, another shorter. This time he did not call for a fair catch, and he's hit immediately at the 30.
I think he wanted to get out of bounds.
He tried it.
It's fun to watch these kids, you know. And basically, that's what 16, 17-year-old kids out there. They look like grown men in the uniforms and everything. They look so sharp. I think the one thing that I've noticed this year more than years past, and I know it's just an illusion, but we seem to have so many very quick running backs. I mean, look at Shasta. They just, they're, it's one fast play after another. It's very exciting football to watch.
We've got a little statistic update for you about Foothill players right after this play. Voorhees now with Ostendorf in motion. And he'll immediately throw it out to the right-hand side. And he's got a guy that's complete at the 30, and he takes it up to about the 40. That's Joe Merkel.
That's a beautifully designed play. Give credit to Coach Trueblood. he's throwing off the defense because he has a man in motion that goes past the quarterback on to the left side of the line. And then Voorhees gets the ball, looks to the right. He's got a receiver in the backfield, throws to him, and the other receivers have gone down, taken out the cornerback, so it's open field.
Ron, you'll like this. Trent Banner has now broken a section passing yardage record, and Blake ties a school record for 17 receiving TDs on the year.
Well, that's wonderful. That is great.
All right, man in motion. The snap goes to Voorhees. The handoff to Ostendorf. He goes nowhere but down.
Coming up the hurry offense. Look at that. They're ready to go.
They're just waiting for the play to come in from the sideline. That's the way it always was. You know, the play comes in from the sideline or something, but it sure as throws off the momentum of the game sometimes when they do that. Merkel in motion once again now. And he turns around and goes a different way, and here comes the option play. Ostendorf is nowhere near. And Voorhees is scrambling. He's nowhere to go, and he barely makes it back up to the line of scrimmage. Foothill with an excellent job holding him down that time.
Yeah, their defensive coaching at halftime, they talked to these kids, said, we're going to have to make some changes. And they looked like a different defense at this point so far because they're moving much more quickly to the ball. And you can see what they're doing there. They line up in kind of a semi-man-to-man. And then they shift after the play starts developing, doing a very good job. And then that was a bizarre play because Merkel went way back behind Voorhees, I think intended to be a lateral back, but the defense came right up and got in the way.
Three receivers to the left-hand side for Enterprise, one to the right. Voorhees now set to take the snap. Ostendorf in the backfield with him. They'll try the option and a quick pass over the middle, and it's almost intercepted but incomplete. Creed Stedman almost had his hands on that one.
That was the ball was thrown a little bit behind the receiver, and had it been thrown a little bit in front of him, he would have a touchdown right now because there was nobody between him and the goal line. And
4:28 left in the third period. West Valley leads their game 28-10. Coach Grandel's be happy about that. And Enterprise set to punt, kind of a goofy looking punt, barely cleared the line of scrimmage right there. It'll take a slow roll down to the 24 before Enterprise downs it right there, and that's where Foothill will take over once again, first and 10.
So we've seen a change in the Foothill defense.
Absolutely.
After halftime. They made those changes, and Enterprise hasn't quite adapted. They've gone over to this unusual four back on one side offense, but it hasn't been working terribly well for him so far.
Ready to go. Foothill with the ball. And there's penalty flags out, two of them.
Penalty markers on the field.
That was offside, was it, on Foothill?
Yep. Or a false start or something, and it'll back them up 5 yards. It'll be first and 15. Ball at the 19-yard line now. 5:27 left to play in the third. Foothill leads 27-21, and they have the ball. Banner back to pass. He's got Terrace wide open, and he takes a little spin move. He's over across the 30 and down to the 31. Nice move, Ryan Terrace.
He has the mark of a great college receiver. He lines up. He makes his move, goes down about 5 yards, either cuts in or out to throw off his cornerback. And, you know, as would be the case, the cornerback will go with the fake. He turns the other way, and there he is, wide open for the pass. Beautiful, beautiful pattern on the part of Ryan Terrace.
There's those three guys in the backfield, and the handoff will go over to Brian Harvey over to the right-hand side. He's got a little bit of room. He's out across the 40 now, and that's a first down. Foothill.
What Foothill has done on that offense, he said, is that they basically have two fake runner in front of the running back that actually has the ball. And those two in front of him are taking out blockers so that by the time he gets around that corner, he's already into the secondary. It's a good play. Again, four in the backfield.
There's the snap. Banner looking to pass, and he's looking down to Ryan Terrace over the left-hand side. Terrace completes. That is a completion right there, right near the 30-yard line.
He had two defenders on him. He kept his eye on that ball, just went for that ball, and the defenders could not find the ball. And that was it. Here again, Ryan is an outstanding receiver.
Foothill with that pack backfield. Harvey gets the call over the right-hand side. He gains about 5 yards down to the 25 before he's brought down.
Harvey is looking great on that play. And, again, they're using that four-man backfield, which I think is throwing off that Enterprise. They weren't ready for this, and we haven't seen that backfield.
No, we haven't. All year long, it's different, and Joey Brown knows what he's doing to mix things up.
And from a lineman's point of view, you can't see who has the ball because you have the two runners come in leading the ball carrier.
Terrace wide to the left-hand side, and there's the snap. Banner looking to pass. He's looking for Terrace in the end zone, and he's got people all over him, and the flag came out a little bit late, but that's going to be pass interference call.
Now, the other thing that four-man backfield is doing is giving Trent Banner time to make that pass like he did right there, because those two would-be runners are holding and blocking. That's a very good offensive change. You know, you see these changes going on, and you know what happened at halftime. They went in. There you go, pass interference. But they went in and changed that. The offense, because it wasn't working in the first half like it should. Trent was being rushed. He didn't have time to set back there and make that pass like they're doing now, but he has two blockers in front of him.
Same setup with the three guys in the backfield right now. Ryan Terrace wide to the left, one guy out to the right-hand side. That might be Patrick Blake. I think it is. Handoff goes to, well, it looks like Murray. And he's down inside the 10 before he's brought down.
Yes, and what they did there, that was a good play because the two other runners in the backfield went into the center of the line, drew the linebackers in, and Ryan Murray or Chris Murray went around the outside to the left. So he only had really one tackler to get in his way, who happened to be the tackler on that play. But that was a well-designed play.
So Foothill threading the strike, fake handoff up the middle. Banner will keep it. He'll gain maybe a yard.
Trent Banner with the keeper. It's Ryan making the tackle. Ryan Terrace with the
four. They're bringing the plays in now for Foothill. They're changing every formation, it seems like, every play.
They're definitely mixing it up. Trent Banner now all by himself in the backfield with Chris Murray. And Banner looking to pass. Now he's rolling over to the right-hand side. He's going to hang on to the ball. He's down to the 5, inside the 5, down to about the 1-yard line before he's brought down.
Well, he went up in the air on that.
And that'll be a first down, first and goal for Foothill.
And he's a good runner. You know, over the years, he's done very well. He has running as of going in today, he had 2,705 yards passing, and he has 33 TDs he scored over the years, so he's been running good.
There's the snap. Ball goes to Brian Harvey over to the right-hand side. He's met immediately by a wall of Hornet, and he has no gain.
Now, what Enterprise is faced with is they can't decide whether it's going to be that option, the run to the right, run to the left,
yes,
or
right.
Pass. It's a tough defense when you have this kind of a dynamic offense like they have.
That penalty will go against Foothill, and they'll back him up a little bit.
What was that? A holding penalty, is that it?
Yeah, they brought him back about 15 yards. He's still first and goal. Ball now at the 16-yard line. And Trent Banner's got three receivers over to the right. Murray in the backfield with him. Now Murray steps up to his side, and Banner rolls over to the right-hand side looking to pass. He's got a guy incomplete in the end zone. Intended for... Carter Smith.
Boy, that was a bullet pass, though, and I think it was just a little off target there because he stopped and got his balance and threw that ball. That was a bullet.
Foothill leads 27-21 with 1:52 left to go in the third period. This game seems to be flying by right now. And Trent Banner will try it again with his 3 men in the backfield. Change that to 2 as he shifts one up. Banner back to pass, throws a little swing pass over to the left-hand side to Murray. Murray up to the 10, and he's down at about the 6, maybe down to the 5-yard line. Good run after the pass by Chris Murray.
Again, they changed their strategy there. Pass to the guy coming out of the back, to Murray coming out of the backfield. So he was running almost like it was going to be a screen, a moving screen pass type thing. And Chris got great yardage on that.
Be third and goal, and he's got receivers all over the place. Back to pass goes Banner, and he looks over to the right-hand corner. He throws it up. There is a flag. And that's going to be pass interference.
In the end zone, yeah. When you have a receiver like Ryan or Blake, and you have a passer like Trent, it's really hard to defend because those guys are so accurate, and I think that's what's happening. They're just over guarding them.
We got some offsetting fouls right there on sportsmanlike conduct. That's going to back Foothill up. Boy, they're having to earn this one down here. They've been close twice and then backed up twice. And they'll bring that ball way back out.
Is that Coach Brown out on the field there talking to the official?
Yep. Did not like that call whatsoever. And they're going to bring them back all the way to the 35-yard line. Even the officials are unsure about where the placement is supposed to be. They're discussing it right now.
The problem is we don't know what the call is. We did do, when we did the Shasta game, those officials were had microphones. It was easy.
They've got microphones here, too. We just can't hear them.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay, so now we'll get the placement. Ball at the 36-yard line. It'll be third down and a long way to go. It'll be third down and goal from the 35, 37. Isn't that weird?
So there he's got almost every player as a receiver now.
He's got him out there.
6 receivers.
Okay, so now we're going to have a timeout called. And Foothill's going to call that timeout. We'll take 30 seconds, and we'll be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
Listen up, employers. Veterans can be a great asset to your company or organization. Veterans have gained skills in leadership, teamwork, and performance under pressure. Veterans have received the very best training in their fields and are never afraid to tackle a tough situation to accomplish the mission. If you are looking to hire a veteran, the Department of Labor can help you make it happen. You hire a veteran today, you won't be sorry.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, we're back here at Enterprise with 1:09 left to play in the third period. Foothill leads 27-21. Foothill has been down all the way to the 1. Penalties have brought them back all the way to the 36. It'll be third down and goal from the 36. Long way to go. And there's the snap. Banner immediately rolls out to the right-hand side. He's looking way downfield, and he's looking for Ryan Terrace in the end zone. Terrace jumps. No play. It's incomplete. Terrace was hoping for a flag or the interference call on that, but didn't get it.
I think that pass was a little over Ryan's outreach there.
It was.
It was a good play. It just a little too far on that pass.
So it'll be fourth down right now with a minute to play in the third period. Foothill leads 27-21. And Foothill in a punting setup right now. Joe Merkel back to receive the kick. Nice kick by Patrick Blake. Takes it down to the right-hand side. It bounces at the 12 inside the 10 and takes a nice Foothill roll down to the 3-yard line. Great job.
So now we're going to get to see Voorhees and team. See if they can penetrate this changing Foothill defense. And again, Foothill is using, let's see, they're using three down linemen. And then they're spreading everybody out almost on a man-to-man defense.
So we've got players all over the field right now. We got one wide to the left. We got three wide to the right. One man in the backfield. That'll be Ostendorf along with Voorhees. Voorhees will hand it off to Ostendorf, trying to give him some running room. He's up to the 5, if that. It's very short gain for Ostendorf.
So what's happening there is that the three down linemen are clogging up the middle, and then the linebackers that have been roving are coming right to, they're going to the ball.
Second and 9.
To make that defense work, you have to have a fast defense, which Foothill has.
Second down and 9 for Enterprise. Ostendorf in the backfield with Voorhees. Receivers all over the place. Merkel in the slot. And he throws it over to the left-hand side. Deep shot, and that pass is complete. Nice play. And Jake Bowen with the reception.
Beautiful.
Huge gain.
And Bowen did a great job. Lined up as a wide receiver and just took off and flat out ran the cornerback, and the safety did not come over. So it was up to the cornerback and one-on-one with Bowen. Bowen won out.
The first and 10 now for Enterprise. Ball at the 42-yard line. They are in Cougar territory.
That's the drawback with that defensive set. There is no safety back. There is no free safety.
And there's the end of the third period with Foothill leading 27-21. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is U.S. Navy and Marine Corps veteran Montel Williams. During my 22 years of military service, I had the honor of working beside many brave service women. They are the fastest growing population of veterans, and they can be a great asset to your company. Women veterans are trained to take initiative, adapt to change, and they're quick to learn. If you're an employer or a woman veteran, call the U.S. Department of Labor at 866-487-2365 or visit careeronestop.org.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Okay, we're back here at Enterprise as they host the Foothill Cougars. The beginning of the fourth quarter, Foothill up 27-21.
As we've seen in a couple other games, we come down to the last minute probably.
You never know. It's been a tight game all the way through, back and forth, back and forth. Foothill was first to strike in the second half, although Enterprise received the second half kickoff. So that defensive chat that they had during halftime has definitely had an effect. Merkel in motion. They fake it. Voorhees will hang on to it. He'll gain about 5 yards before he's brought down at the 37.
It's really hard to defend that one because Voorhees is such a good runner. And when he gets up right behind the line of scrimmage, he has to make that decision. In that case, he saw the opening. He just cut to his left and got an extra almost, it was 5 yards.
Chico leading 35-14, under a minute left in the third. So, and if it stays that way, we'll be doing the Chico Shasta game next week.
That'll be a good one.
That will be good.
High-powered offenses.
Voorhees takes the snap, looks immediately over to the left-hand side. He's got nowhere to throw. He throws deep downfield, and he is incomplete, but there is a flag on the play.
Good defense on the part of that long pass. He was holding up with the receivers step for step there, pace by pace. But the penalty was back at the line of scrimmage.
Orland leads Oroville. Final score, that is a 24-0. So Orland will move on.
Congratulations to that Orland Fighting team. They're a good team down there. They've always been a good team.
Illegal shift was the call there. Enterprise ball, the second down and 10. Voorhees checks his wrist. He's got some secret codes on his wrist. Ostendorf in motion. Quick pass out to Merkel to the left-hand side. Merkel is now down to the 40, and he is immediately brought out of bounds at about the 38.
Again, that's where the man-to-man works out because the defender on Merkel moved right up to him as soon as he got the ball.
Another penalty marker. Here comes the personal foul against Enterprise. Be a 10-yard penalty, and that'll back Enterprise up.
Those 15-yarders, or is that 10-yard, I guess?
That one's 10.
They hurt.
Enterprise will have the ball here at the 47-yard line. First down location will be the 32.
No, that is.
So they're going to back them up even more.
It's a 15-yarder.
They will back them up to the 48-yard line in their own territory. So now Voorhees, he's backed up deep. It's second down, and he hands it over to the right-hand side to Joe Merkel. Merkel immediately met by two Foothill Cougars, and he comes down. He may have lost another yard. Be third down and long.
I can just see Coach Brown at halftime on a chalkboard
saying,
when this runner is going this way, you guys move with him. And that's exactly what they're doing. So they're running at the same speed to the sideline as is the runner. And as soon as he makes that cut, they then charge into the line to get him.
Third down and a long way to go. Voorhees now talks it over with Jakes Bowen. Bowen moves out to the right-hand side. Four receivers to the left. Voorhees now takes the snap, immediately looks over the middle. He's looking at all of his options. Now he's got to scramble a little bit. He's got guys in trouble. He's got Foothill guys chasing him down. He's over to the left-hand side, and he is brought down for another loss at the 43.
There's six defenders from Foothill in that backfield.
Wow.
Now that's speed. So he's got the linebackers, he's got the linemen chasing him, and he's running for his life.
Be fourth down and almost nearly 30 yards, a couple of yards more than that. Voorhees has got a receiver still out there. It's fourth down and 25, and he's going to kick that ball away. Voorhees will kick it. It'll bounce at the 30, and the Cougars will all stay away from it, and that will come to a slow roll, and now Foothill will get the ball back with 9:20 left to play. Foothill leads 27-21. We'll stay with you. This game is about to get really exciting. Not that it hasn't been already.
Well, what we've seen, the difference in the first half and the second half, is that Foothill defense, they've changed their strategy. They're now much more fluid on that defensive line as well as the linebackers. And they're moving. Now, the risk is that long pass Enterprise made a few moments ago.
First and 10, and they'll hand it off to Murray up the middle. He'll gain about two before he's brought down.
And I think they're going to run that play up the center like that. Now they'll spread it out. If I if I read the coaching right.
Well, it's a good time to keep the ball on the ground and run some time off of that clock. But he's got three guys wide to the right and one guy wide to the left. Immediately, quick pass over to the right-hand side to Silas Miranda. He's hit by one guy. He's hit by a second guy and brought down right at the line of scrimmage. No gain.
We give credit to the Enterprise cornerback on that. He saw the play, moved right up when Silas turned to look at the quarterback. The cornerback moved right up on him. So good defensive play on Enterprise part.
Illegal motion called on Foothill. So Foothill will be backed up to about the 32. And it'll be third down and 9. Three receivers wide to the left. Banner back to pass. He's looking deep right over the middle. He's got a guy wide open, too. And then just at the last minute, the defender knocked it down.
So what Enterprise did there, they had three. They have the cornerback was with the receiver. And then the two safeties came up to help out. So it was 3-on-1. Good defense on the part of Enterprise because that was a beautiful pass. It otherwise would have been a score.
Ty Maddox on the defense. 8:24 left to play in the fourth quarter. Foothill leads 27-21. Ball at the 31-yard line. It'll be fourth down. And Foothill will be in a punting setup right now. Ty Maddox, number 84, back to receive the punt at his own 33. And there's a big, high hang time kick. And he'll catch it, and he'll get hammered immediately, and he's down at the 35.
Good special teams coverage on that. They were right on him.
That was great special teams coverage. So now Enterprise will have a first and 10.
I think this is going to be, I know we have 8 minutes left, but this is going to be a critical series right here for Enterprise because they haven't been able to move it. Really, they haven't moved it in this half to speak of with that exception of that one long pass.
Enterprise already up on the ball. Information coming in from the sidelines here for Voorhees. He's got three guys to the left, two guys over to the right-hand side out receiving position. Merkel goes in motion, and they'll hand it off to Merkel over to the left-hand side, and Foothill's got him closed off, and now he turns around and goes back the other way, and he's got possible some room over there, and he gets up and barely makes a first down across midfield. Good save by Joe Merkel.
And that's Merkel's speed, and what happened there, the defensive line and secondary.
Merkel looks like he's got a little twisted ankle there, and he comes over to the sidelines, and he falls on his face, and he's in pain.
It was a good run on his part. I hate to see him go down.
It looks to me,
like
Ron, what's going on is he's got a cramp.
Must be.
Because they're stretching him out immediately because he hit the ground hard as soon as he got to the sidelines. So they're stretching him out. Enterprise still has the ball. Voorhees now. With a guy in motion. Voorhees will hand it off to Ostendorf up the middle, and he is hammered immediately, but he's still going, and he's got enough more. He picks up about 3 yards or 4 yards after he got hit his first time.
He is a tough runner. He does not go down easily. He just keeps churning those legs, and boy, he got another 5 yards after he was hit. I thought he was stopped. That's Merkel back in there, isn't it? I think Merkel went back in there.
Well, that was quick. If it was, that was quick.
That was real quick.
I don't see Merkel out there. Snap. And quarterback's going to keep it. He'll hang on to it. He'll pick up about 2 yards, and he's hammered right at the 40-yard line. Merkel is still on the sideline, down, getting stretched out. He's hurting, you can tell. Clock is ticking, 7:13 left to play in the game. Foothill leads 27-21.
Enterprise needs this series here, too.
They're stretching out both of Merkel's legs right now. He may have a double cramp. Cramps hurt. Oh. Quarterback keeps it, goes right up the middle again, gains about 5, maybe 6 on the play, down to the 38.
See, that worked for them so well in the first half, so they've gone back to that very basic play. as they're going right down the middle of the line against Foothill there. Foothill using three down linemen and plus the linebacker. No, they've gone to a four figuration now.
And they got three guys wide to the left, one out to the right-hand side, one man in the backfield. That's Ostendorf with Voorhees. Voorhees takes the snap, looks to immediately throw to his left, but there's nobody there, and now he's backed up, and he's going down at the 48-yard line. Loss of three, sacked.
What hurt Foothill on that last play helped them on this play because the defense is so spread out that they're able to move so quickly when they start around the end.
You're right. Brian Harvey is having a great game on both sides of the ball. He was part of that sack right there. And Voorhees now set to take the snap. And he's looking to pass immediately. He throws from the 50, and he goes deep down the right-hand side. And that ball is incomplete.
Good defense. That defender was watching the ball, which they teach you to do.
Tended for Jake Bowen, and Patrick Blake appears to be moving slowly, getting up off the ground, and he hops to it. He's favoring that ankle.
Yeah, but Patrick Blake was treating that like he was the receiver. Kept his eye on that ball, and then when it got close enough to him, he just knocked it down.
But, and Blake hops off the field.
He does. He hurt his ankle. But very good defensive play on his part.
Yeah, he's got a couple of coaches helping him off the field. He's not putting any weight on that right ankle. So here we go, Voorhees, fourth down.
They're going for it.
They are going for it. Voorhees set to pass, and he is clobbered. What a huge hit.
Big, big play. Big play.
That was a huge hit. Yeah, number 22, Brian Harvey, put the hammer on him.
Came around from the left cornerback.
Oh, my. Nobody touched him.
And Voorhees didn't see him coming.
I'm surprised Voorhees got up after that.
Beautiful tackle. Coming around from the left cornerback, and he was running full speed when he got into Voorhees.
I don't think I've seen a hit like that all year long.
That was something.
Man. Almost feel that just by the crowd noise.
That could very well be the play of the game.
That could be the game changer right now with 5:34 left to play. Foothill leads 27-21, and they've got the ball.
A big defensive play.
Hand off to Brian Harvey. And he's hit right at the line of scrimmage, and he'll go down with no gain.
Looks like Coach Brown likes to start off that first play in the series with a running play. I'll see what he'll do here.
Foothill brings it up. They've got those three guys in the backfield with Trent Banner. Banner takes the snap, hands it off right up the middle. Harvey getting the ball again. He'll pick up a couple more. It'll be third down and about six.
Now, this will be a big third down play because if they don't get it, they're going to turn it over with 4 minutes left midfield.
All kinds of scenarios are developing here right now. Third down, Banner takes the snap. He'll hand it off again over to Harvey to the right-hand side, and he's got nowhere to go. He'll come down immediately. He barely makes it back to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be fourth down.
I know that Coach Brown was saying, let's keep the ball on the ground, but I think that I would have gone to some passing during that series.
The fourth and six, 4:05 left to play in the game. Foothill leads 27-21. Good football game. And on comes the punting team.
So they're going to rely on their defense to shut him down again.
Ty Maddox back deep to receive the punt at the 16-yard line.
3 minutes, 3:40 left to play.
There's the snap. Ryan Terrace punt doing the punting duty. Ball takes kind of a foothill bounce and goes inside the 20. It'll be about the 18-yard line, and that's where Enterprise will take over with 3:27 left to play in this game. They're down by a touchdown.
A good, good, exciting game coming down to the final 3 minutes. So what would you do if you were Enterprise right now, Gary?
Well, you got to get some yardage. I would almost rely on Ostendorf in this case, just to get closer to midfield. Enterprise has thrown the ball many times tonight. Foothill has done an excellent job at holding them down. Man in motion. There's the handoff. It goes up to Ostendorf, and that's exactly what they needed right there. Ostendorf across the 30, down to the 34. A big gain and a first down for Enterprise.
You called that great. Have you thought about coaching? You called that play beautifully. And Ostendorf took it off left tackle. He's so fast. And you know, he's been the reason they've done so well this season. They're obviously going back to him to get in position.
Clock's ticking. We're down to 3:10 left to play in this football game.
And they're back to their traditional set, not the four receivers. You notice that? Gone back to the basic formation that they started with.
Okay, so calling an audible right now is Voorhees. He's got Ostendorf in the backfield with him, a man in motion, two receivers wide to the right. They hand it over to the left-hand side, a trick play, and they're going to throw a pass. And that ball is knocked down and incomplete. There was no fooling Ray Areola that play.
Well, Ray Areola came over on it, and he was assisted by one of the other cornerbacks that came over to help. So we had two defenders on that. They saw what was happening there. It was a good trick play. It didn't go quite long enough. I think had they gotten the receiver got out about another 5 yards, he would have been open.
Voorhees under pressure as he goes. Looks like Merkel. Nope, not sure. They hand off up the middle, and that's a very short gain. Ostendorf on the play.
Come on, Coach Trueblood has got to come up with the play.
He called the right play. He called a timeout right there. Now we're starting to see things develop towards the end of the game. 2:25 left to play in this one. Foothill leads 27-21.
And you know the way Foothill's been playing, and Voorhees especially, one long pass could tie this game up. They have the ability, Enterprise has the ability to make the long pass. We've seen that in the game. They have the ability to break loose with Ostendorf running. So either one of those guys could break this game open, but they've got to make the play happen. We have an interesting crowd here. Foothill, no one's left Foothill. I don't think anyone's left Enterprise. It's like this is what we came to see.
It's a good football game. It's been very close all the way back and forth, both the first half and the second half. You notice there's only been one score.
Yes.
And that is by Foothill after stopping Enterprise on the initial kickoff of the second half. Foothill has came out, and they have changed a couple of things on both sides of the ball, and they're doing quite well. Voorhees now. Got two receivers to the left, two to the right. They're looking to throw it. Back to pass goes Voorhees. He throws a screen over to the right-hand side to Ostendorf. Ostendorf is met immediately by Foothill, and the ball's loose. Enterprise luckily recovered that football.
You know, we're 2:11, 2:10 left to go in the game. Both teams said in their earlier pregame, pass defense is really going to be the key to the game. And we're seeing that the case. That's the difference.
And the clock is ticking. Under 2 minutes to go. Okay. Fourth down and a long way to go. And back to pass. And he's got pressure on him. Voorhees now throws it way deep over to the other side of the field. And that ball is incomplete. And there are no flags on the play. Foothill will take over on downs inside their own territory.
I think we can safely say the second half, the difference is the defense of Foothill. Whatever Coach Brown told them in halftime, it worked on defense. They looked like a different team. They just shut down that Voorhees. They shut down Ostendorf in the run. And they were able to, on the pass plays, they brought over two defenders almost on every pass play. So Enterprise really only had one successful pass play in that second half.
Man, that was a tough go, that series.
I think we're going to see a take a knee here. What do you think?
140 left to play. 27-21 Foothill. Foothill will take the ball, quarterback keeper, right up the middle. He'll gain about 4 yards on four, maybe five on that play.
Tripp Banner is certainly an outstanding junior quarterback. We're going to see him next year. We're going to see a lot of these Foothill players next year.
Clock is stopped with 1:35 left to play. Foothill leading 27-21, and they've got command of the ball right now.
This will be Max Ostendorf's last game. This will be Keaton. Keaton Vorty's last game. So these guys really have done a great job in their football career here. I hope they both continue to play. I think they're the quality that can go on to the next level, maybe junior college.
Absolutely.
Ostendorf is a quality runner. He deserves everything that he's achieved this year.
Enterprise with only one timeout left. 1:35 left on the clock. Foothill looking to put this one away. 27-21. And there's the snap to Banner, and he'll just hang on to it and run around the outside. Banner down near the 20.
Got that first down.
Got the first down. And they'll move the chains, and that'll stop the clock with 1:26 left to play. Foothill in a commanding position, 27-21 right now at Enterprise.
So I think Banner has certainly had he's had an outstanding game, but I think the difference in the offense with Foothill is that they literally changed their formation from what we've seen in the past weeks. They went to that three-man backfield, which we haven't seen, which confused Enterprise. And it freed up Murray and freed up Miranda. They're fast back. So it was smart coaching on this part.
And there's the snap, and there's a fumble on the play, and they'll fall on it. You don't need that right now.
No, you don't. That was Trent Banner's fastest move to fall on that ball.
And Enterprise will take their final timeout.
Well, you know, we at the end of the game, we're not going to have a lot of time to give credits here, but I think we owe a lot of credit to Coach Trueblood and what he's done. As he mentioned in your pregame interview with him, they started off kind of slow. They really got with it. And they've got such a fine program. They've had such a fine program over the years. And certainly tonight, I think the difference in my estimation is that the Foothill defense came a little, they just were a little more on it tonight to shut down that Enterprise offense than they were in the first game, and that I think Trueblood expected. So nothing to be ashamed of at all. We've had such a good season with all these teams. And, you know, here again, one touchdown to be beaten in a game by one touchdown is not much of a feat.
And they're going to fall. They'll take a knee right there. Let that clock run down a little bit more. Enterprise cannot stop the clock right now. They'll run one more play. It'll only be third down, so they can take another knee.
They've got plenty of time. Another knee, and that's the game.
And, boy, you're going to see the Foothill crowd go nuts here in just a second. Here comes the snap right now. Banner will take a long count. He's taking that clock down all the way as far as he can. And he takes it. He'll take a knee.
That's the longest count I think they've had all season.
And this clock will run down. 19 seconds left to play. Enterprise cannot stop the clock. And Foothill's going to win this one, 27-21.
A great game, great teams. We can be very proud of what the football in the Reading area with these two teams. Foothill will advance.
Foothill now goes to the Chico area to take on Pleasant Valley next week. And it looks like Chico will be coming up here to Reading to play against Shasta. That's the game that we'll do on AM 1460 KCNR. Great football game all the way around on both sides of the ball. We'll take a very short break, about 60 seconds, then we'll come back and recap the game for you here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
North State High School football comes your way on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Back here, Enterprise High School, final score, Foothill 27, Enterprise 21. Foothill moves on to take on Pleasant Valley next week. Chico will come up here to take on Shasta in the next round of the Division II playoff series run. Nobody could be disappointed in this game. I mean, other than the fact that you didn't win the game, but everybody played really well.
They played so well, and both teams so well coached. And really coming into the game, they both coaches said the same thing. We have to really play to come up with a pass defense. Both teams thought the same way. Both teams entered the game with the same kind of formations, pro sets, very well coached teams. But I think the difference was in that second half, Foothill made some changes to shut down the Vorries at quarterback and to slow down the great running back, Max Ostendorf. And that in itself was quite a task.
Nice game, everybody. Silas Miranda got heavily involved in the game. Patrick Blake had a pretty decent game after he started off really slowly. He had that long touchdown pass, which just really changed the whole image of the game in the second half, I think.
It did. And the thing about Foothill is that they've got a very exciting offense, and Trent Banner was really on that second quarter on the rest of the game. So, you know, next year for our football fans, it's going to be another great year, and already it could very well be that Foothill is going to be one of the preseason favorites because they got all these juniors.
Oh, boy,
you're
right. They got a young ball club right there. And their entire team is now gathered at the 25-yard line on the opposite side of the field. Enterprise is right at midfield with all their fans and other students and other people down there on the field. You know, the True Blood's got some nice things to say about their season, but their season is now over.
Right. And, you know, it's always I always get a big kick out of the second team in the Super Bowl, the team that loses. We always forget about that. But to think about it, like with the Super Bowl, Enterprise has gotten to this far. After a slow start, they've had a very good season. There's nothing at all to be ashamed of. They can be very proud of what they've done. Foothill, I think, has exceeded the expectations of a lot of people. They weren't predicted to do too well, and I think Coach Brown has been able to help those kids mature.
He's got to be pleased with his club after all the close games that we've done. I mean, we've done like four Foothill games, and every one of them have been a nail-biter all the way down to the end. This one, it was close. But you could almost tell with about 3:40 left to go in the game that Foothill was going to take this game, and they did. And that's the final score here at Enterprise, 27 for Foothill, 21 for Enterprise. Enterprise calls it a season, and Foothill moves on to Pleasant Valley. Ron, nice game. Thanks for joining
me on
the broadcast.
Thank you, Gary. Good job, and we look forward to next week.
Next week we'll be at Shasta, and we believe, I mean, Chico had a commanding lead over Paradise, so it looks like Chico's going to be coming up to play against Shasta at Thompson Field next week, and that's where we'll be. So for everybody on behalf of the football teams, both of them on both sides, Coach True Blood and Coach Brown, and all the assistant coaches and all the players and the parents and the cheerleading and the band, everything tonight was terrific. And we wrap it up here from Enterprise. Final score, Foothill 27, Enterprise 21, and we'll see you next week from Thompson Field on KCNR AM 1460.
because of poor phrasing. However, we are disappointed in you as well. We're disappointed that you allowed a group of angry students to bully you into resignation. We're disappointed that you taught Claremont students that reacting with emotion and anger will force the administration to act. We are disappointed that when two students chose to go on a hunger strike until you resigned, you didn't simply say, "So what? If they want to starve themselves, that's fine. You don't owe them your job." We're disappointed that you and President Chodosh put up with students yelling and swearing at you for an hour. You could have made this a productive dialogue, but instead you humored the students and allowed them to get caught up in the furor. And they were right. This is a great, it's a long op-ed. But it is, they went after those students too. They say they're disappointed in their fellow Claremont students. And they said that they're thoughtless, they're careless, and they are embarrassing their fellow students on the national stage. And they end with, "We are no longer afraid to be voices of dissent." Good on them. More of your calls coming up, plus Mailbag of Hate.
The Dana Show.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, reddingkia.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance, the musical.
The devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters.
The wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group and the fun family experience of Chris Parandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit RedingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
It's Open Line Friday, and we also have Mailbag of Hate, the Campus Riot Edition, coming up very shortly. I want to go back to the phones and get more calls in for this Open Line Friday. Next in order, we have Chantrell on line one. Happy Friday to you. Welcome to the program.
Happy Friday. I'm so glad it's Friday. What a week.
Yes, so much.
This week, just reading the stuff with the school stuff, like, I can't even. Like, I've been listening to your show almost every day this week, and just the things that I've seen, it baffles me. And I had tweeted earlier, actually, and, I mean, what have these kids done, really, to think that they rate free college? It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I spent 4.5 years in the Marine Corps. If you want to go get free college, and I know you had kind of touched base with that earlier, you know, enlist in the military. And that's exactly what I did. I mean, I didn't think even then that, you know, I rated free, you know, college, but, you know, I growing up in a poor family also of four kids, and there was no way that, you know, I was going to afford school of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, these kids that just think that, you know, just to have school handed to them like that, it's crazy.
No, and thank you so much, by the way, for your service. And you make a great point. It's like, okay, if you want something for free, work for it. There needs to be a give and take here, because there's no investment when you say, okay, well, we're just going to give you all this stuff for free, students. And what is the purpose? They can pay their own way, just as you made your own way. Others made their own way. Others paid their own way. I mean, They are no different from any other student that ever came before them. Not at all.
Exactly. I know. It makes me laugh just seeing these kids that, I mean, I guess that's the age, I guess, that we kind of live in, where kids just expect everything to be, you know, spoon-fed to them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess it's not that surprising that, you know, they should expect free college. But,
oh, yeah,
you know,
completely.
go serve the country if you want free school. That's all I can say.
Amen to that. God bless you, Chantrell. I appreciate the call in today, and thank you for your service as well.
Thank you,
appreciate
Dana.
That. Mm-hmm. That's she makes such a great point. Such a great point. More calls. Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to the show. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday before deer season to you too, Dana. This just makes me so aggravated I can spit. I got a daughter up there right now, and she's went through living hell the last few days with paranoia and stuff, and she tutors and not attending classes. People wouldn't come to her classes that she's tutoring or just skipping school altogether. But the real reason, the irony of this all is, for the school year, they always pick a color for the home games that they're going to do and everything, or dress up as. This mm-hmm. weekend is whiteout. They couldn't have picked that any worse if they don't wanted to.
Yeah, we're going to have to ban all. We're just going to have to ban that color or lack thereof. No more White Castle either.
So.
It just needs to be Castle.
Have a good one. Thanks.
Thanks. You too, Tim. That's Kane. Make a note of that. He was talking about the whiteout uniforms.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't use that word anymore because it's too triggering for people who are. Mm. And why are they spelling Latina with an X now? I don't. Is there something? You're partially Hispanic.
Yeah.
Latinx. What is that?
I have no idea what that is. Latino. Is it AUX? Latino? Like a Latino?
No.
I have no idea.
It was in one of the Amherst bands.
Yeah, they're just making things up now.
I think so. Everyone, I'm
upon
like,
yesterday?
I'm aggressed upon. I don't know what that meant. I was looking at it, I just said Latino when I was reading their demands. But, it's L-A-T-I-N-X.
Maybe it's a typo. Hopefully it's a typo.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you would hope so, but I look at the keyboard. A and X are somewhat right by there, but that means they didn't proofread it.
They were nowhere near the O, though.
Yeah, it's just as awkward. It's just so awkward. You know what it's time for? We have more calls coming up, but I know you've been waiting for this. It is the Campus Riot edition of Mailbag of Hate.
It's now that time of the week to open up Dana's big Mailbag of Hate.
If you are new to this segment, let us spell it out for you. These are actual people who send emails, Facebook messages, Facebook posts, and tweets. They breathe, they drive, they vote. Be scared. And I read them dramatically, and because, God bless capitalism, I read it all for money. And then I go spend it on myself and the people I like. It's quite amazing. These one's a Facebook message, one's a Facebook post, and the others are emails, because I have a tip line when you go to danaradio.com. The nasty ones I go after. And everybody always knows there is the disclaimer up there that when you send me email on that, I get to do whatever I want with it. It's my property, so be warned. The first one comes from Jen. Jen, her signature was just Jen, and then she hashtagged in the email Million Student March. Now, you know that you can't search in the email with it like that. The subject is simply you. Are you ready? And I'm going to, by the way, I should warn you, I do read it as it is written, typos and all. Jen writes,
"How nice is it for privileged people like you to be so against educating the next generation of others? You and those who think that students should be held hostage to excessive college debt should be ashamed of yourselves. This is why the United States is falling behind all of the other industry nations of the world, because the rich 1% country hoards the wealth and starves the 99%. There is a special place in hell for people like you. Jen, hashtag Million Student March."
A couple of things. When she says hordes, first off, that's hordes. The spell check, it puts a red line underneath it. I will never understand this. You're not held hostage to excessive college debt. You chose to go to that school. You chose your major. You chose. These are voluntary things you decided using your free will. So that's a lie. No one's holding. When you make a promise that you're going to pay for something, you have to fulfill that promise. That is not called hostage taking. It's like me going to, you know, Pizza Hut and ordering a stuffed crust pizza, taking it, and they go, where's our money for the pizza? And I'm going, they're holding me hostage to pay for this pizza. Oh! No, that's not how that works. Secondly, when she says the country hoards the wealth, that is not the wealth. It is their wealth. 70% of rich people, according to Forbes 2014 and their wealthiest list, have made their own money recently. These are, oh, I'm telling you, angry deer, I feel the same way you do. It's like you're speaking to my heart. These are people, right? Tell me about it, angry deer. These people made their own money. This is their own money. This is not the wealth. This is their wealth. Their wealth, their money, and they starve the 99%. What on earth? What on earth? I've seen some of these protesters. They don't look starved to me. Next up, Mike, who says he's a Mizzou student. And again, I have to censor. Here we go. Yeah, Dana, blank all you and your white privilege. So what if Jonathan Butler is rich? A black student can't be rich. He's been in school for 7 years and as a result is 7 times more smarter than you and your blank hole friends will ever be. Mizzou is a racist blank hole and has been forever. I see you wanted to stay that way. Mike, a Mizzou student. So if it's a racist blank hole, then Mike, why did you apply to go there? Why? My favorite thing of all is the whole quote, he's been in school for 7 years, and as a result, is 7 times more smarter than you. Damn, Mizzou, you want to own this? No one ever had a problem with Jonathan Butler being rich. Don't tell me the plight, though, of Jonathan Butler when he's a frillionaire. Seriously. Oh, my gosh. Kimberly. Kimberly emails. Mike's was a Facebook post. Kimberly emails. Ready?
It was rude for you to mock that young woman on Cavuto yesterday. All she spoke was truth. The people of America should view it as a privilege to be able to educate the next generation of people who are coming, not a burden. Imagine if you shared instead of stockpiled. What a difference we would see in the world, Kimberly.
I don't have to educate any. I don't owe anything to anybody except my kids. Pay your own way. Pay your own way. Stockpile. It's their money. If I wanted to set all my money on fire, I can. If I wanted to swim in it like Scrooge McDuck, if I was ever that rich, I can't. Shut up. Pay your own way. Pay your own way. Pay your own way. Oh, for crying out loud. And then lastly, Miles Raventon, who I found out where he works. He has an iCloud address, iCloud.com. Seriously, don't send me an email and think that I will never find out. I found out where you work, and I found out everything about you. And I'm just going to keep that in my back pocket. Wink, wink, smile. Miles writes, ain't nobody buying remorseless, gun-toting, psychopathic bitch propaganda from Texas up here anymore, Dana. Miles, send for my iPhone. Oh, it's precious. Boy, Miles, the secrets I could tell about you. Anyway, you know how easy it is to do a background check on people, too, by the way? So that concludes this edition of Mailbag of Hate. And I just want to say that I really enjoyed the Campus Riot edition. Oh, by the way, when Mike was like, your white privilege, I'm like, white privilege what? Like, man, did I miss my white privilege because I grew up so poor I couldn't afford notebook paper and I ate gravy and biscuits every day because we couldn't afford anything else and my mom worked 3 jobs to keep us off the government teat and I didn't get, like, new clothes like everybody else did and I grew up in a single-parent household and, I mean, is that my privilege or did my privilege skip me? I don't know. I'm confused, Mike. I'm a Mizzou student. Geez, you need more classes or a better university if you're going to be acting like that. Good heavens. 866-455-9797. We're going to finish out the show with your calls here this Open Line Friday. Simply Safe is our sponsor for this portion of our program. Simply Safe Home Security is so easy to set up. The thing I like about it, two things. you're not locked into a long-term contract like you are with other home security companies and, like, writing huge check month after month with no way out. Simply Safe gives you a better way to protect your home. They don't have any contracts. I mean, you are not locked in. You get 24/7 protection. They watch over your home every second of the day. If something happens, they are there. The police are alerted. And it's only $14.99 a month. That's award-winning protection, and it's less than half of what other companies charge. No contracts or commitments. Super easy to set up. It takes really, really fast. And you can call them. They'll walk you through it if you need that. But you won't because it's super easy to set up. I did it in my house. I mean, it's easy. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimplySafeDana.com. Go now. Get my exclusive 10% discount. SimplySafeDana.com.
This is The Dana Show.
Dana Lash here. It's all about eating the right foods and being the healthiest you can be. There is one thing that I have found to be true. You're much more likely to make healthy choices when healthy choices are available. And that's one of the reasons I love Metabolic Meals. Metabolic Meals makes healthy meals from scratch using the best organic and gluten-free ingredients. And best of all, they're delivered fresh to your door. You can choose from a variety of meal plans or just pick a few customer favorites for individual purchase. Metabolic Meals introduces new items each month, and they'll soon have over 60 gourmet breakfasts, snacks, and dinners that the whole family can enjoy. These items are handcrafted by Metabolic Meals' team of top chefs using the very best organic ingredients. Customer favorite items are shipped in family-style packaging. 4 to 8 servings last up to 6 months in the freezer or 5 to 7 days in the refrigerator. I cannot recommend this program enough. Give them a call today at 855-355-MEAL. That's 855-355-MEAL. Visit them online and order at MyMetabolicMeals.com.
I want to talk with you a little bit about our power grid. Now, it's no secret that the president has, he declared war on the coal industry. And the result now is the cost of electricity is skyrocketing. And that cost, you know, it's passed to you, right? It's the record rates that we already have. Now, ultimately, I believe that these socialist policies are going to create real, actual shortages of electricity, like Obamacare, only with a power grid. And it gets worse. Experts say our power grid continues to remain unprotected and vulnerable. This is why I want all of you out there to be able to produce your own supply of electricity. Now, I believe it's time to prepare right now for coming problems with the power grid. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. They run quietly, they emit no fumes, and they produce an endless supply of electricity from the sun.
Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a special half-price offer. DanaSolarBackup.com. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. These are the good guys. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimplySafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimplySafeDana.com.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool, and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 26th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved breast of turkey, baked ham, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $25.95, children $8.95. Children 8 and under, eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For details, visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. Bingo. Don't miss our monthly marathon, rock and roll bingo, and paper-only sessions, where 12 regular games pay $400. $25 for two books. Additional books are only $5. Plus, 10 lucky winners will be selected to play the mystery treasure chest game for a mystery prize. So grab your friends and play bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better at the river.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Have you ever seen him dance, Kane?
No, I haven't. Look at that. I love this. It goes to a completely different song.
He dances like a total Fruit Loop.
He does.
There's a video. I forget if it's Lonely as the Night or which one it is. Maybe it's this one. He's like hopping around in like a penthouse and he's skipping and snapping.
I think he's got a white man overbite, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he does too. I like his voice. I like the song. This is like so, like, I remember this when I was a little tiny. My mom liked, I think, Billy Squire, I think. I don't know. I think she did. I used to think her favorite food was cottage cheese, so I don't know. I was telling Kane, you guys, that I think, you know, since it's free crap for everybody, I think that I need to get a free 1971 black Challenger. Just to make up for all the time that I, as a woman, I couldn't vote before I was born, because that was oppressed.
Yeah.
Before I was born, so that I need that to make up for it.
Makes
oh my gosh, the sexism, and the sexism. What is that? What the hell?
Whatever
is that?
It was, I understood.
I know it did. I'm just gonna just for half of this stuff, the half of the alphabet stuff, I don't even. What is it? LGBTWXMRYG?
Somebody was pleading to drop the T part off of that, of the LGBT thing.
Probably because it's phallic looking.
Yeah, I'm going to find that.
Yeah, I've heard people doing that. It's the same people, I think, that are screaming at Bruce Jenner for being rich, for being a rich
right.
Cross-dresser or whatever it's called, genderism, transgenderism. There's so many made-up words now. I can't. Can we just, all these people think they're Lewis Carroll. They're just like, it's the job of a walkie. It's like they're all, everybody's making up words. Y'all aren't Lewis Carroll. Stop it. It's the job of a walkie. It's not the same thing. Not the same thing. There's something else I was going to show. Oh, yes, this is it. We're going to have to talk more about this Monday because I'm pretty sure I got sidetracked. This is in Colorado Springs, I believe. Let me pull this up. In Colorado Springs, there are officers. They have suspended their fitness tests because they say that it's unfair to have fitness tests because some of the women were unable to pass them. A dozen female police officers, all over 40 years old, they failed a physical fitness test and they were placed on desk duty. They banded together and they filed a discrimination suit against the Colorado Springs Police Department because they suck at life. The city department agreed Friday to all conditions of these women as a preliminary injunction. So because they get to go to the street patrols in uniform. So can I just be frank? Some cougars failed their fitness test and they're mad. So they want to go. They like put them back out on the street. cougar coog. Can I say that?
It's hard.
Friday, I don't
it's
even
hard
care.
To put down, it's hard to put down a couple glasses of wine and get your workout in. You know what I mean? A couple glasses of Franzia.
So they couldn't. They don't have fitness standards anymore because these chicks were never able to do it. And Colorado Springs residents, they were pretty upset after hearing police officers because of these cougars are not. They're not going to have to take physical fitness tests this year. Like, the chicks couldn't do. They had to do 52 push-ups in 2 minutes, 45 sit-ups in 2 minutes, and they had to run or something. And they were like, oh, my gosh, my feet, or something. I don't know. I'm making that part up. Cougar, coog. Cougar's got a coog.
You're killing me.
Stop it's
it.
Friday.
Stop it.
Coogerific. What's that, today in stupidity?
That technically could have qualified as today's stupidity already. But this one is, this is an Asian student just making a point. Just like if you or I, Dana, worked hard enough, we could be whatever we want, right? Just like, doesn't have to do anything with our skin. And people are working hard to be racist, even black people. Listen.
The point I'm making here is that we should not distinguish people by their race or gender or anything.
What?
Black people can be racist.
What we should judge them? What? Shut up, Asian woman.
It's like that's the stupidity. Please.
Like all of these students were like, oh my gosh, did she like actually say that? Wait, what?
Do you make racism with racism? Good stuff.
I know, folks. I hope you have a great weekend, and don't forget the Democrat debate Saturday. I'll be back with you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Show. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. French authorities say that 8 attackers are dead after attacks at least 6 sites in Paris on Friday night that killed at least 120 people. Officials say that there were 2 suicide bombings and an explosion outside the national stadium during a soccer match between the French and German national teams. Minutes later, police say that another group of attackers sprayed cafes outside a concert hall with machine gun fire, then stormed inside and opened fire on the panicked audience. As police closed in, they detonated explosive belts, killing themselves. A prosecutor says that 7 of the 8 attackers died in suicide bombings. Military analyst, affairs analyst, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis believes that these attacks have the hallmarks of a specific terrorist group.
I do believe that in the end of this, you know, investigation, though people will be hesitant, that these people will have associations with ISIS.
A state of emergency is in effect in France because of Friday night's deadly attacks at multiple sites in Paris. Borders have been closed, metro lines shut down, and streets emptied as fear spread through the city, still aching from the horrors of the Charlie Hebdo attack just 10 months ago. President Francois Hollande says his country will be merciless against those behind the attacks. In the U.S., French facilities in Washington and New York are under additional security. Officials in San Francisco say it's too early to speculate about the case of a double-decker tourist bus crash that left 20 people injured, 6 critically. San Francisco Fire Chief Joanne Hayes White says that police are investigating what might have caused the tour bus driver to drive so erratically in a crowded area.
Whether it was mechanical failure, whether it was driver error.
Witnesses and the police say the bus was wildly out of control and struck a bicyclist, pedestrian, and several cars. It eventually plowed into scaffolding at a construction site. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I teach philosophy, and my philosophy on investing is simple. Get someone else to do it. That stuff is harder than explaining Nico McKeon ethics to freshmen. So I got TIAA CREF. They manage over $800 billion globally, and they've got a lot of industry accolades. Not totally sure what they all mean, but I do know it means they've got my back.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The Postal Service is reporting a $5.1 billion loss last year.
That's actually a slight improvement over the previous year. The loss reflects continued erosion in the delivery of first-class mail, as well as expensive mandates for funding retiree health care. And the Postal Service continues to press for relief from the mandate to pre-fund retiree health benefits.
That is correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. A car built by Google that drives itself around city streets has had a brush with the law for going too slowly. A police officer in Mountain View, California, the hometown of the tech giant, pulled over the prototype car yesterday because it was doing just 24 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. The officer spoke with the human who was riding along as the backup driver, but did not issue a ticket. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. Convicted spy Jonathan Pollard set to be released next week from federal prison.
The Navy intelligence analyst has been serving a life sentence since 1987 after his conviction for selling secrets to Israel. Pollard, who is now 61, was granted parole this year under sentencing rules that were in place at the time of his prosecution. The release, scheduled for next Friday, caps a case that divided public opinion in Israel and America. The case first attracted international attention when Pollard was arrested on November 21, 1985, after trying unsuccessfully to gain asylum at the Israeli embassy in Washington. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The stock market finishing up its worst week since August. Investors have been dumping retail stocks over worries that the holiday season will be a dud. The numbers, the Dow Industrials finished 202 points lower. The S&P 500 lost 22, and the NASDAQ fell by 77 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. These cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
I'm not going to see James Bond movies because I don't like them. The only way I go to these movies is to see the Bond girls. That's it. Lucy Stula, Hedda Lyce.
No, not Lucy Stula. I don't know what you're talking about.
These are the ones over the years, the women of Bond that I love. Tawny Kegel Snapper.
Nope, there's no Kegel Snapper.
Bambi Schlongbunker, Charlize Tunaburger.
Tunaburger? You've got to stop.
Shot Unhinged. Call Brandmeier.
844-4-JB-SHOW.
Hey, that sounds like fun.
Oh, my God, I am already having a fantastic time.
844-4-JB-SHOW.
Why wait? Call Johnny B now.
What? What are you calling me for? Oh, yeah, it's request time. Let's play the song that Ringo Starr... Oh, Ringo did not drum on. That's right.
The drummer who recorded drums on the Beatles' debut single, Love Me Do... passed away Monday. Andy White, the Scotland-born musician, made his mark on music history by serving as the drummer on the Beatles' first single. Love Me Do was initially recorded during the group's EMI audition in June 1962 with Pete Best on drums. 3 months later, after the Beatles signed their new contract, new drummer Ringo Starr performed on the song during a September 4, 1962 session. But producer George Martin was unhappy with the result. A veteran session drummer, White was then called in to play drums during the September 11th session at EMI Studios at Abbey Road.
I haven't the slightest idea why I can't get over this. I don't know why. It's just something I can't get over.
It's fascinating. And you being a drummer.
I mean, of all the songs, I still can't. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm fixated on it.
Andy White, never heard the name, Andy White, never. Yesterday, Andy White's dead. Who's Andy White? Oh, he's the guy that played on Love Me Do with the Beatles instead of Ringo Starr and Pete Best. Oh, because it's such a hard drumming song. Listen.
So please, love me do.
And he's got a text from Tom Dreesen. He sent me a, just shot in now. He shot me a video. Somebody did a video of him. And I said, this is an awesome video. And he says, thanks, JB. Say hi to the buzzard for me. Wait a minute. Solo. This is an Andy White solo. Great. Nice job, Andy.
He can play.
Yeah, sorry, Ringo.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah, what?
What? It wouldn't it be fun to ask Ringo about this?
Ringo, tell me what happened. That's what
he'll tell you. He's got a story.
Get Ringo on the phone for me.
Get him on the phone. Dumbest or just his wife.
Tell us the buzzard calling. Yeah. Oh, Ringo's not taking calls, all right?
Oh, there you all are. How nice to see you. Right. Anyway, it's Ringo, as you well know.
Sure.
And just doing this update to remind everybody of July the 7th at noon.
Got it.
Wherever you are in the country, in the world, at noon, when it's noon in your town, city, or village,
we got it.
Just go, peace and love. Okay? I'm going to be doing it myself. Peace and love. Noon, July the 7th. Let's see what a great day we can have.
I thought that was the rap where he was going to tell people to stop asking for autographs.
Yeah, me too. they won't even do that right anymore. Andy White now does those messages for him. Oh, my God. Listen to the drumming.
You know I love you.
You have to ask yourself, what's up with George Martin?
Yeah.
Can we get Andy White in here?
John and Paul are going, who the hell's Andy White?
Andy White?
Don't worry about it, boys. Just trust me on this.
Doesn't even have an English accent.
Love me do. You know.
Yeah.
I'll always be true. So please.
I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you, thank you.
Well, all right. I wanted people to write Ringo and say, what do you think about Andy White passing away? Hey, Ringo, what's the deal with Andy White?
Maybe he doesn't even know. Maybe it was kept a secret from him.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I just left to get lunch. My track sounds awesome. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Somebody moved my drum kit. There's a green drum kit in here. Don't worry, it's Andy White. Who's Andy White? Hey, hey, hey.
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love. Peace and
peace
love.
Peace and love, Ringo.
I want to tell you, please do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed in the envelope. It's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do.
You're very busy.
No more fan mail. Thank you, thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing.
Okay.
Anyway, peace and love, peace and love.
Yeah, sure. No wonder I didn't get my Ringo lunchbox back.
Right.
Sent that about 10 years ago. I didn't get it back. I want you to write to Ringo Starr and ask him about Andy White. Ringo, we're getting a lot of mail about Andy White. Who is Andy White? Hey, will you sign my Andy White poster?
And no objects to be signed.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. Just give me, let me sign one thing. Wait, Ringo, Andy White solo. Yeah. Nice word.
Buzz,
they changed the words.
You make us confused. We always will choose our buzzy.
A buzz read news.
Would you sign that? We sent that brandmeyershow@gmail.com. Sign that for me.
And no objects to be signed. Nothing.
Solo.
If news was money, this guy would have gold bricks in his back pockets. Buzz Kilman. News. News director Buzz Kilman.
All right, we know who he is. Got it. All right, thank you.
Does that make any sense?
Not a bit, Buzz. Of course not.
The Trump train picked up some speed last night. Donald Trump told Iowa's voters that those who support Ben Carson are stupid. They're stupid to believe the crap that is his life story. Oh, that's what Donald says.
He's out of his mind.
It's all part of a stunning 95-minute tirade that included his most aggressive attack to date on everyone. At one point, Trump walked across from the podium and flipped his belt buckle up and down to ridicule that Carson, or what Carson described as the key event in his life, that Carson, as a boy, once tried but failed to stab someone, only to have the knife broken by a belt buckle.
Yes, it's on screen right now. Let me hit TiVo. Watch.
Knife into the stomach of his friends, but lo and behold, it hit the belt. It hit the belt, and the knife broke. Give me a break.
Oh, here now he's going to move.
Give me a break.
Here he goes.
The knife broke. Let me tell you, I'm pretty good at this stuff. So, I have a belt. What? Somebody hits me with a belt. It's going in because the belt moves this way.
Now Trump is standing in the middle of the stage in Iowa, Central Community College, and he is lifting his pants up and down, standing in the middle of the stage, showing people, well, listen, I just want to let you know where he is if you're driving around and trying to look at your radio.
It moves this way. It moves that way. He hit the belt buckle. Anybody have a knife you want to try it on me?
Anyone have a knife out there that wants to try to stab me? Yeah, he just got a new Secret Service. They're going to love that. No, let that guy. He's got a big Bowie knife. Bring him on up here.
Yeah, some of those Secret Service guys are more than willing to let somebody stab him.
You don't have a knife? Here you go. Secret Service guy just pulls it out of his pocket. You don't have a knife? Here, take this.
Nice.
Believe me, it ain't going to work. You're going to be successful. But he took the knife, he went like this, and he punched it into the belt. And amazingly, the belt stayed totally flat. And the knife broke. How stupid are the people of Iowa?
On a crazy train, yeah. Oh, man. Going out the rails. Going off the rails on a crazy train. That's the craziest yet.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. That's your next president, ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
Wow. And needless to say, the party establishment is traumatized. They're paralyzed. The big money still sitting on the sidelines. No governors or senators running can be expected to do anything against Donald Trump. And so there's now a movement to draft Mitt Romney.
Unbelievable.
Friends have mapped out a strategy for a late entry to pick up delegates and vie for the nomination in a convention fight, according to Republicans who were briefed on the talks. Despite the fact that Mitt Romney has again and again declared he will not run and is not interested in being the president of the United States.
But, Mr. Romney, the crazy train is going off the rails in the Republican Party. Is there any way you would even think about it? No. If you thought about it once, you think about it again, and he comes in as the hero. Yeah, I'll save it. Would you rather have boring or crazy? I'll take crazy any day.
I'll take crazy. Yeah. Because boring doesn't seem to work.
No, boring. We know politicians don't work. I dare anyone. Hey, you know what? Worry all you want, Republicans, Democrats. I don't care what you are. Worry all you want. The crazy train has gotten people's attention.
And financially, our best times in the past recently were with Bill Clinton. And, you know, he had somewhat of a claim on crazy himself.
That's right. No one's got a claim on crazy, but these guys come close. There it is.
Meanwhile.
But they're saying, the Republican Party is saying they're reaching up. That's not they're just behind closed doors they're reaching out?
Yes, they're reaching out. Oh. They're begging.
Oh, well.
They're begging.
There is a petition, Draft Mitt Romney. Sign the petition at draftmitt.org. draftmitt.org.
And, you know, who knows? Enough people say, you know, enough people get scared and sign the petition. Maybe Mitt Romney responds, rises to the occasion.
Oh, boy. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's power. And if he thinks he can really become the president, he'll do it.
Donald Trump will you know,
field day with him. Honestly, he will.
He'll make corned beef hash out of Mitt Romney.
I mean, I got to tell you, before I came out this morning, just watching this, I'm going, what? And it seems almost like Trump's becoming a vaudevillian comic. He's doing more standard. I just stopped it at the word, you people in Iowa. How stupid are you people in Iowa? I want to see if he just went on here just for 1 second as I froze it.
How stupid are the people of the country to believe this crap?
Wait a minute. And the pundit comes back.
Now we have gotten a small...
And you know what I love best about this? I'm looking at this on CNN, and you know, in the scroll below the head, the talking head, it says, Trump, America, stupid to believe Carson. It's a great line.
Hints at how Ben Carson potentially will respond to this. His business partner telling CNN this morning that it's sad to see his campaign, in his words, implode like this. He also said he spoke to Ben Carson and his response was to pray for Donald Trump.
So he's going to pray for him. That's great. You keep praying, and he'll keep slaying. That's what's happening right there. Wow.
I mean, they want to. Every time he does something crazy, they think, okay, that's it.
There
he's imploded. He's through
he's
there.
Done now.
And then he just, you know, he's like the Terminator. He walks out from the flames completely untouched.
You can't hurt me. You can't kill me. But here's the other thing, too, about Trump. You know, he says, he throws the words out when he's talking about Ben Carson in his book. He throws the words out, child molester. You know, a child molester can't be cured. A child molester can't be cured. And, you know, he's a pathological liar. But the word child molester has never been, nobody ever said Ben Carson was a child molester. But he throws it out there. And, you know, people listen. You know, people don't really pay attention to what anybody's saying. Whether
they
it's
hear a child molester, and then they hear Carson.
And so they hear Ben, he's a genius in that. He's like, Trump is talking. He says the word Ben Carson. Then he says child molester.
You know, when he says he went after his mother and wanted to hit her in the head with a hammer, that bothers me. I mean, that's pretty bad. When he says he's pathological, and he says that in the book, I don't say that. And again, I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything other than pathological is a very serious disease. And he said he's pathological. Somebody said he has pathological disease. Other people said he said in the book, and I haven't seen it. I know it's in the book. That he's got a pathological temper or temperament, that's a big problem because you don't cure that. That's like, you know, I could say, they'd say you don't cure, as an example, child molester.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cure these people. You don't cure a child molester. There's no cure for it.
See?
Pathological, there's no cure for that.
See what I mean? Yeah. He's saying, he just gets it out there.
And he's not saying anything untrue.
Wait a minute. Did he just say Ben Carson? No, he didn't say that. He didn't say Ben Carson was a child molester, but he said the word child molester and Ben Carson in the same sentence. And then you're going, oh, well, wait. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to get it out there. But guess what? You know what Trump just said? If you go back, check the podcast, BrandMeyerShow.com, on Monday, maybe even last week, I said, listen, if a guy takes a hammer to his mother, if a guy tries to stab a guy, if a guy goes nuts and all the other things he listed out in his book, Ben Carson, I don't care how much you find baby Jesus, it's very difficult to change that person in your brain. Very difficult.
Are you advising Trump?
I'm advising Trump, yes. I'm going to say, I'm going to make this statement, I'm as smart as Trump. 844-4JB-SHOW. All things Brad Meyer at BrandMeyerShow.com.
You know the story of Hansel and Gretel, where Hansel left breadcrumbs on the trail so they could find their way back home? That's what you do when you use public Wi-Fi, or shop online, or give out your social security number at your doctor's office or the bank. You leave breadcrumbs on the trail for someone to possibly steal your identity and take everything you own. At LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect signs that someone has picked up your breadcrumbs to take what's yours. And unlike free credit monitoring services that only alert you, we have a dedicated resolution staff to help clean things up if all those breadcrumbs get messy. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can keep doing the things you do every day and feel better protected. Isn't it time to help protect yourself from someone eating your financial lunch? Plans start at $9.99 a month. Right now, you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
America's small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They are the heart of Main Street. They speak to our spirit, our passion, our commitment to hard work. On my show, The Profit, I've invested millions of my own dollars into small businesses because I believe in the people. Join me and find out why America's most important asset isn't money in the bank. It's the people on the team.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new episodes Tuesdays at 10 Eastern and Pacific on CNBC.
Want to be sure you're paying the right price for your next new car? Introducing Kelley Blue Book's Price Advisor, the powerful new tool that shows you what you should pay. It gives you a fair purchase price that's based on what others recently paid for the same car. With decades of trusted pricing expertise behind it, it's the only site that gives you the confidence to make a smart new car decision. So visit the trusted resource today, KBB.com.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Does your water leave brown rust stains? Does it smell bad? Do you even know what pollutants you're drinking and bathing in? End these problems with HydroCare water purification systems from Wave Home Solutions. Enjoy cleaner, healthier, great-tasting water from every faucet. Call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com. Whether you have city water or well water, HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, chlorine, and much more without tanks or backwashing. You'll love the way your water looks, smells, and tastes. Water systems as low as $495 for city water and $849 for well water. Try now, pay later. Satisfaction guaranteed. Wave Home Solutions for advanced air and water technologies. For more information, call 1-866-984-6994 or go to cleanwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Now, David Arquette dialing in today. David Arquette. When you think of casting someone to play Sherlock Holmes, isn't the first thing you think of David Arquette?
Yeah, I just saw him in a movie last night.
Was it called Evan's Crime? What was
no,
it called?
It was called Bone Tomahawk.
Bone Tomahawk. Ask him about it. Never heard of it.
With Kurt Russell, it's just being released now. It's being shown simultaneously on demand.
It's called Bone Tomahawk?
And it's a really good, weird movie.
Okay, don't forget to ask him about it. But we'll check with him. And then you ever see the show on the Travel Channel called The Booze Traveler? This is my kind of show.
No.
The Booze Traveler, Jack Maxwell. You've seen him on 24. He was on Lost. Now he does a show called On the Road with Jack Maxwell, Booze Traveler. And he travels
drunk?
All around the country. Yeah, well, he gets drunk. Travels all around the world finding crazy drinks that people drink, and then he drinks them with them. And this time he's going to Texas, which seems odd. Of all the places, Guatemala, Finland, Argentina, Hawaii, New Zealand, and then he's going to Texas. And his episode this week is called Texas is Full of It. Apparently they've got good booze in Texas. Jack Maxwell, David Arquette. Sherlock Holmes. Oh, yeah, that's why it's coming to the Chicago Oriental and coming to Washington, D.C. Sherlock Holmes on stage. Oh, my good man. Hello. I don't know why they didn't ask me to be part of this.
You sound just like the Queen.
Thank you. Sherlock Holmes as a queen. Thank you.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of Clear Pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's The Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss The Temptations. For more than 50 years, hit after hit from The Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office, call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of The Temptations. The smooth, stepping, and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with The Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for The Temptations.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, reminder, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
How much money did I give away yesterday playing this Wits and Wagers? 200? Do I want to go for another 100? I can only hope, Buzz, you could help me win. You heard me say I never play board games. I don't. I play Wits and Wagers because I can bet and I don't have to know the answers. Wits and Wagers.
It seems impossible.
It seems like a game made for Jonathan Brandmeier. Yes, it's for me. It's amazing. Set it up. Start asking questions. The next thing you know, everyone's into it. Wits and Wagers is the game where you're not supposed to know the answers. Everyone takes the best guess, and then the betting gets crazy. Good for Thanksgiving. Your family's going to love it. No one feels left out. Everyone has a chance to win. Easy to learn, easy to play, and fun to play. Remember the name when you're out shopping, Wits and Wagers, the party game. That's Wits and Wagers party game. It's the last party game I'm ever going to play, and the best one. You'll find it in all the major stores. Target, Barnes & Noble, and Toys R Us. Boom. All right, here's an example of one of the questions. Okay, so you got a board. Everybody got a card in front of them, and then you write down. All right, Buzz, come on. You ready?
Yep.
Hey, okay, this is right up your alley now. Come on. Oh, yeah, let's see. All right, okay, one more for one. If you do not get beat Buzz, the closest to the question I'm going to ask you, if you do not beat Buzz, then I'll give you $100. It's a Visa card with my picture on it. It's real. It's a real card. You're going to get a credit card. There's $100. Swipe it. It's $100. You can do what you want with it. Buy dinner till it's gone. Get drinks on it. Do whatever you want. It's my face, my Visa card, and your money if you win. But you're not going to.
It's a funny concept.
844-4JB-SHOW. But I've got to stop doing it because I'm already addicted to it. And then it's just at the end of the month, I'll go, oh, no.
That's right.
Okay, so I'll do one more right now. It's Friday. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Buzz, how many Tarzan movies have been released with the name Tarzan in the title? 844-4JB-SHOW. Oh, I should have waited. Well, like, if you don't call within the next 30 seconds. Cause, oh, that's right. We're on this long delay. Ah, they can Google it.
I have an answer.
Well, go ahead. Give me your answer.
And remember, 23.
You're saying the number is 23. 23. Buzz is saying the number 23. Okay. I'll do it between you and Hector, because I can't. I got to ask a different question. I'm not asking one like this right. With this delay. It's too long. By the time the calls actually get to us, we're already home. Hector, can you hear me? Are you working? He's not listening.
He's recording. What do you want?
What do I want? Hector, how many movies have been released with the name Tarzan in the title?
10.
And Buzz, you said?
23.
And Hector said?
10.
10, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The answer is 89.
W-L-S.
Really?
That's right. 89.
Oh,
89 movies with the Tarzan in the title.
That's not. Oh, my
God. That's a fact, baby. Wins and wagers. They don't lie.
I'm not saying they're lying. I'm just. 89.
That's right. 89. WLS. Yeah. That's right. All right. Now, okay, now, see, now all the lines blow up. Okay, now, see, it's the turn the delay off. Nobody's going to swear. I want all the stations around the country to turn your delay off.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. Hey, Brandmeier just told us to turn our delays off.
Why?
He doesn't like to wait around for questions. Right. Oh, he's an impatient man. Okay, so that's it. 89 movies.
Oh, that's a lot.
That sure is. Okay, all right. Here's one. Which one? Okay, I got all these lines left, but let me go to one. Let's see. All right, you look like you're in. Jack, you ready to go?
Yeah, zero.
No, Jack, we've already answered that question. Pay attention. There's going to be a new one. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this one you can't cheat on, you can't Google on, because I got you on the phone. You don't know what I'm going to ask you. All right?
My middle name. My middle name is Lee.
Smart guy.
Okay, smart. You want to play the game, or you want to keep smarting
yes,
off? All right, here we go. Because my money's on the line here, now I'm taking this seriously. In 2001, in a UK census, how many people registered Jedi as their religion?
89.
He's saying 89? Buzz?
Yes.
Boy.
Closest
that's
to
my
it
number.
Is the winner.
87.
And Hector?
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Hector.
I was 500.
What did you say?
500.
Thank God. Hector wins. There was, guess what? In 2001, the UK census, 390,000 people listed their religion as Jedi.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Save me $100. Goodbye, everybody.
Right.
Thanks for playing. Yeah. That UK, they've got a sense of humor in the UK. I always thought so.
Yeah, let's send the Lucas Museum over to them.
Yeah, let's get. Hey, UK, if we're on in London, listen to us. We will send you the George Lucas Museum. Do you want that? You can have it. Send it over there. If you're 390,000 people in the UK listed their religion as Jedi, they should have it. Give it to them.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast, and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
America's small businesses are the backbone of our economy. They are the heart of Main Street. They speak to our spirit, our passion, our commitment to hard work. On my show, The Profit, I've invested millions of my own dollars into small businesses because I believe in the people. Join me and find out why America's most important asset isn't money in the bank. It's the people on the team.
Marcus Lemonis is The Profit. All new episodes Tuesdays at 10 Eastern and Pacific on CNBC.
Some people don't use Cars.com. This is what they hear when they service their car.
It's your flabbergaster. It's all fandangled.
Oh, okay.
You know the Duke of Mahickey that connects to the thingamabob?
Yeah.
Well, it's missing the bamboozle, and that's causing a lot of flim-flam, so I got to do up the doodad.
For the rest of us, there's Cars.com's service and repair tool, which lets you get high-quality work done on your vehicle without overpaying.
So that'll cost about $200, right?
That's right.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive. No drama.
Meet Rachel. She's making serious money on her own schedule driving with Uber.
I was looking for something that was convenient and something that would help me to reach my financial goals. A friend suggested Uber, and I liked it. I love the convenience of it, so I log on when I'm available and log off when I'm not. And it's very, very easy to do. Just get in your car and you drive. And I like driving my car.
Thanks, Rachel. To start making great money with your car, sign up to drive today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
Do you have $10,000 or more in federal student loans?
you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right. If you're a teacher, nurse, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, then you may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven. The Student Loan Council wants to give you free information on all the student loan programs that can help. The sooner you call, the faster they can help. Get the maximum loan forgiveness, loan reduction, or loan consolidation available. Plus, find out in the first free call what you qualify for. Loan forgiveness specialists are standing by to answer all of your questions for free. So stop worrying about federal student loan payments. This information can change your life. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810. Not available in North Dakota. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-506-5810. That's 800-506-5810.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Along with juice, toast, and milk, it's part of your balanced breakfast.
This is Johnny B.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. I was just looking at the TV screen, and there's a commercial for IHOP, and it looks so good at IHOP. And then there's a girl feeding her boyfriend, it looks like. They're having breakfast at IHOP, and then he's feeding her, like giving her a taste of his pancake. Ever do that, Buzz, with your lady?
Absolutely, Johnny. We share everything.
You gotta love her?
Yeah, could you spoon your pancake into my mouth across the table for me at IHOP?
No, I could not do that.
Because I spill. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Pretty
soon, there, she's going to have to be doing that for you.
I do it now, so she'll do it later.
She's going to have to be doing that for you. Here's something. So anyway, you have to have a good breakfast. We understand that. But here's what I'm never going to eat again. I guess I've heard this story too many times. Or if I'm going to eat any food from Whole Foods, from the produce department, I'm going to check it carefully for black widow spiders.
A woman shopping for groceries in Colchester got more than she bargained for at the checkout of Shaw's. The 21-year-old apparently went home with a creepy crawler in her bag of grate. Her mother says she was bitten by the black widow spider after reaching into the bag of produce.
And by the way, I apologize. I said Whole Foods. In this particular case, it was in Morrisville, Pennsylvania, had a place called BJ's Wholesale Club. I'm not kidding you. BJ's Wholesale Club in Langhorne.
It's a bad name for a grocery store.
Attention, shoppers, at BJ's Wholesale Club. There's a black widow spider in the produce. Please ignore. And then she was bitten. What?
According to the Northern New England Poison Center, when bitten, the bite feels like being pricked by a pin. Depending on how much venom gets into the bloodstream, patients may suffer some muscle pain.
Although rare, this is not the first time a black widow spider has been an uninvited guest in a Vermont home.
And then they go on. You know, I want a news story. They can't just do one story about black widow spider. If that's not enough, that a black widow spider got in your grapes and bit a lady while she was eating them.
They wanted to trend.
Yeah, I'll show you. And then they go on and tell you all the other stories. Officials from BJ Wholesale Club have since been notified. They're fully aware of the situation at BJ's Wholesale Club. We have inspected all other grapes and discovered no other spiders.
Yeah. And I am really surprised. I thought a bite from a black widow
kill
was
you.
Curtains.
That's
that
right.
It. Turns out it just makes you sick.
Yeah.
I can do that.
That's what I thought. I like the fact that the BJ's Wholesale Club in, where the hell is that again? Morrisville, Pennsylvania.
Langhorne,
Pennsylvania.
Although the reporter said something about Vermont.
Yeah, it was out her Vermont home. The lady was shopping there, and then she went back to Vermont.
Oh.
And then she got bit there.
That's interstate travel with a spider.
That's right. She's going to be under arrest. I think that should be the continuing story. If you're looking for a trend, that's your story. The lady was bitten by the spider, transported the spider across state lines, and now she's in prison. Yeah.
Aren't you the Black Widow?
Yeah.
Why did they call you the Black Widow? You kill your old man?
No, I was bit by a spider at BJ's Wholesale Store in Langham. Or wherever the hell it is. We have inspected the fruit, and there are no... I love that line, there are no other spiders.
Like they know. They know.
Right. And then the guy's probably going,
All-in-one, could you send someone to the produce department to check the spiders?
And you know the guy's making $6 an hour. He just kind of rolls out of his, after reading Hustler in the back room, he rolls out of the back room and just kind of moves some grapes around. There you go. Yeah. No,
they're gone.
Yeah. Billy, what happened?
No spiders.
Are you sure?
No spiders. I didn't see any spiders.
Okay, you sure now? Because I'm going to release a statement now. Someone's going to read it on the radio network someday.
No, I didn't see no spiders. Okay. Go ahead and let me hear your statement.
We have inspected all grapes and discovered there are no spiders.
Right. Yeah, that seems so. That's right.
The distributor for the grapes, oh, here we go, Welch's Organic Grapes. You see, you people with the organic, I got to have organic. I got to have it. Now, guess what you get when you get organic? You get spiders because they can't spray them with pesticides. If you can't spray them with pesticides, you're going to get spiders. Now, answer my question. Don't get crazy yet. Would you rather eat a grape and get bit by a spider, or would you rather have some, you know, pesticide in you?
Well, the difference is that you're gambling on maybe getting bit by a spider as opposed to you're definitely going to be eating some pesticides.
Hey, a little bit. Okay, one of them could kill you unless you're that lady. One of them could kill you and one of them couldn't kill you.
But don't you wash the grapes so you wash off the pesticide?
I know that. That's what I do, Hector.
You're always...
I'd rather have the pesticide because then I can wash it off and not get bitten by a black widow.
You can't wash off the pesticide. The pesticide's in the thing. I mean, the entire earth is soaked in pesticides.
That's right, but not black widow spiders. So to me, I'm going to BJ's Wholesale Club in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, and I don't care if there's a spider in it or not, or pesticides on it or not. Only black widow spiders are venomous, by the way. And you cannot differentiate between a male and a female. You just have to wait till you get bit and die. The advice here is to wash your produce, as you always know.
I thought they had the female had a red splotch on their stomach.
As they say, it's very hard to identify. When you're sitting there eating grapes, the last thing you're looking for is a red splotch on a black widow spider.
No, I think also the females are bigger.
The what?
I think also the females are bigger than the males.
The female.
Yeah, but if you only see one, you don't know whether it's big or small.
No, they are, the size is pretty noticeable.
The size of it is bigger.
If you only have one, there's nothing to compare it to.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah, yeah, no. Yeah,
all right. We got important. Oh, here's the other thing, too. If you're going out drinking this weekend.
And who isn't?
And who isn't? Raise your hand. You can't eat toilet paper. If you eat toilet paper and swallow it, it does not cover up or help you pass your DUI test. It just won't do it. Well, Johnny, what are you saying?
Man in Iowa eating toilet paper trying to get out of a DUI? Why, you ask? Police in Iowa City say 39-year-old Ross McDonald pulled over for suspicion of drunk driving. Officers say he appeared drunk and failed a sobriety test. Then they took him to a processing room back at the department for a breathalyzer, where he agreed to that breathalyzer only after eating some toilet paper. They don't really know why. Sorry, I couldn't give you the answer. He thought, though, somehow eating the toilet paper would interfere with that test, but it didn't. It blew a 1.165, wow. Excuse me.
So that's probably why he thought that was a good idea. He'd had a lot of cocktails. A
lot of cocktails there.
Yeah.
No, people in Iowa are stupid.
There it is. Trump was right. Iowa, what's wrong with you? Iowa City, Iowa, you don't. Who thinks to themselves, if I swallow toilet paper? I know, you know what? I just got inside the mind very quickly.
Soak it up.
If I take this toilet paper, eat it, it will soak it up. That's what it is. I'm going to soak it up. Good idea. But it doesn't work. You just heard him say it doesn't work.
I'm going to quit drinking after that Super Bowl. I'm tired of hanging out all night long.
I'm going to quit drinking after the Super Bowl.
Which one?
The Super Bowl 63.
Right.
What's the next one? What's the one coming up?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm going to quit after Super Bowl 63.
Oh, 50. I think it's 50.
Super Bowl 50. And in order for me to stop drinking after the Super Bowl 50s, so I'm going to quit at Super Bowl 70. And I promise, I'm going to say it right now on here. I'm going to stop drinking, quit drinking after Super Bowl 70. And I'll tell you what I'm going to watch. I'm going to watch the video of David Hasselhoff drunk as a reminder that you shouldn't drink and eat and then have your kids film you. I'm sorry, did I call him David Hasselhoff? Oh, no. David Hoff. He has officially changed his name to David.
Aww.
Say it out loud, Buzz. Say his name. And say it right.
David Hoff.
David Hoff.
That's no good.
David Hasselhoff has changed his name.
He got famous and made billions with David Hasselhoff. Why is he changing?
Right. No sense. No sense.
His star is fading. This is not the time to change Hasselhoff.
Hold on a minute. He was in Ted 2. He was in the new Sharknado. He's got a new movie coming out, maybe based on Baywatch. I don't think his name is fading. He's taking some letters off.
Yeah.
David Hoff has officially changed his name. He looks into the camera on his Facebook and he says,
I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years. Now, I have made it official. David Hoff.
David Hoff.
Boy, that's the most earth-shaking thing I've heard since Caitlyn Jenner came out.
I think I'm right up there with it. David Hoff. Now, the last time he was on video, we all recall that, he was crawling on the floor eating a Carl's Jr. burger as being shot by his...
Carl Jr.'s?
Well, yeah, it was Carl's Jr.'s, because I remember thinking to myself, Gino, if you get...
Good morning, Gino.
Yeah, all right, get out of here. All right, listen. What was I just talking about? Oh, yeah, the drunk video.
Carl Jr.'s.
I remember most people were fixated on how he looked, how drunk David Hasselhoff looked crawling across the floor, eating.
That was me.
I was fixated on the burger. I'm not kidding you.
Before.
Oh, yes, the Carl's Jr. burger?
I haven't had it.
Fine.
Yeah, it's right here.
Let's listen to David Hasselhoff being filmed by his daughter there when he was David Hasselhoff, not David Hoff.
Tell me you're going to stop.
I'm going to stop.
Promise?
No.
Wow.
Yes?
This is a mess.
Why do you like doing this to yourself?
Because I have a lot of money. I'm not sure I'm going to like
it. Tell me you're going to stop drinking. Tell me right now. Or I'm not going to talk to you ever again. And I will totally disown you because it's not fair to meet your family. What you're doing.
I'll be fine.
No, I ain't fine. I tell you, It's a good way to get your dad or mom's attention, kids. Shoot them on a video, liquored up, show them how liquored up they are, and then put it up on YouTube. That's what you did to David Hoff.
They made a commercial.
Yeah. Well, not as him drunk. They didn't make
What's
a commercial.
Dan Carl's Jr.'s commercial with 1/3 pound Hoff burger.
I don't remember.
I think they did. I think they did make
think
a commercial
they
with
take advantage of the drunk. I don't know if they did. That's crazy talk.
Somebody outside the company.
Yeah, it's a joke. What else did he say? Hold on. Let me watch the video one more time to make sure I can quit drinking after Super Bowl 70.
Dad, you need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight, okay?
What?
You need to promise me you're not going to get alcohol tonight.
Why?
Okay?
Because
if you get alcohol tonight, you're fired from your show tomorrow. And the doctor is coming over here in the morning to check your alcohol level. And if you have any alcohol in your system, you're going to be fired from the show tomorrow. You hear me? No alcohol.
Okay. He's still got... Okay. All right, there he is, David Hasselhoff singing. This song is number one in Germany, by the way, Hooked on a Feeling. David Hasselhoff has changed his name.
I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years. Now, I have made it official. David Hoff.
Thank you, let me know everything's all.
It's Johnny B.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. The summer's here and the heat is on. Projectiles fired from firearms are blamed for starting fires every year. True or not, we owe it to ourselves to carry a fire extinguisher while conducting live fire training during this dry season. Call NFI today at 530-999-1822 for all of your firearms training needs or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Fall is just around the corner, and if you're looking for that special gift or a wardrobe fix, Dandelion is your destination. Located at 1322 Pine Street, walk into the all-new and expanded Dandelion Boutique, and you'll discover the largest selection of Brighton in the North State. Every day, there are new arrivals with the latest styles and colors. Let one of the gals at Dandelion help you select what's right for your body type. Friendly, always fashionable, Dandelion. Open 10 to 5:30 Monday through Friday and 10 to 5 on Saturday.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Cross. French authorities say at least 120 people and 8 attackers are dead following at least 6 attacks in Paris Friday night. The Paris prosecutor's office says 7 of the attackers died from suicide bombs. The 7th was killed in a shootout with security forces at a concert hall where most of the victims died. Jennifer Lee, a former California resident who lives in Paris near the concert hall that was attacked, says other than emergency workers and security personnel, the street is empty.
People are inside. People are not loitering around or anything at all.
President Obama says the U.S. stands with France after these outrageous attacks.
Those who think that they can terrorize the people of France or the values that they stand for are wrong. The American people draw strength from the French people's commitment to life, liberty.
A spokeswoman for the prosecutor's office says it's possible that there are terrorists still at large.